This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio.
Yeah. It's your people's Feral March. You know what it is. Queens, New York. And right now, you're listening to the hip-hop show with Sarah Love and Mice Diggy on FUBAR Radio. One.
That's right.
One.
It's hip hop time.
I'm gonna teach them.
Yeah.
If I have kids, I'm gonna teach them how to say the number 1, 2, 3 like that. 1.
Hip hop counting.
2.
Bow. Oh, I was gonna go with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. That's what I was thinking.
It's
of going
the 10
with.
Nappy commandments. What's going on, my beloveds? This is the hip hop show right here with myself, Mice Diggy, and
Sarah Love.
And of course, we got a big up the one and only Mr. Boldsworth.
I know, I almost called him Ray Peacock.
Whoa.
I'm sorry.
Is that a bulletproof screen out there?
Yeah,
someone might be getting popped off for saying things like that. I can't sit here and let you call him something that he doesn't want to be called no more from when he used to be called it. It is Ian Boldsworth, and thank you very much for the last 2 hours, sir.
Been taking good care of you. Remember, you can listen back to all FUBAR shows on the website. And last week, right here on this show, that was kind of epic. Lewis Barker was in the studio with us. That was so much.
Gems.
Yeah, some golden gems, man. And we also, if you miss that, definitely check it out. We also have Mark Grist in the studio. Tony D and Rowan from Don't Flop came through as well. So we had lots of interesting chats. So hit up FUBARradio.com/hip-hop. Get involved. And coming up today, more greatness for you. We are going to be speaking to The Artifacts. Well, one half of The Artifacts to start off with.
Because
it was so epic, the talk that we had, that it's like, I think we're going to actually have to spread this over.
Oh, there's going to be a part two.
Yeah, there's going to be a part one, part
it's
two.
Like that.
It's like that,
jeez,
y'all. Y'all.
Yeah.
And so today we're going to be chatting to Elder Sensei, one half of New Jersey's
finest. Right, first of all,
Elder Sensei. And of course, Mice is investigating. Of course, we're bringing you your ultimate guide to some ill gigs to get out to. And we've got some open mic action as well as guests in the studio too. As well as new music as well from some brand new Aesop Rock and Homeboy Sandman.
Yeah, I heard there's a Lice 2 EP coming. Is that true?
Lice 2. They're getting busy. So I'm going to play you something off of that. And yeah, definitely need to drop you that Psyphilean Black Twang one more time. You know,
one
you heard
again.
It here time.
Hit him with it one more again. Come on.
One more again. And we want to hear from you guys. You know, truly, this show is about you lot, innit, Mice?
Yeah, of course, man. Like the amount of people now that are telling me, yeah, they check out the show and how much they appreciate, you know, like getting to hear new music as well as us chatting about current events, you know, and giving like people a platform as well with the open mic situation, like I think has really helped. So big up to all of you lot, man. That's who we're doing it for, because obviously no one else will. So why don't we, bitches and bitchettes?
Mm-hmm.
You got some music for us, Sarah. What you got then?
I have. So let's get into something else brand new from this new common album. This track is called Home. It features Bilal, and you're right at home with us.
So wow, Bilal.
Yeah, Bilal.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Wow, Bilal.
So keep
where's
it locked.
Where's he been, man?
I know. Where's he been? I was trying to do something with his name. I'll stick to DJing. Anyway, yeah, so this is brand new common, and Bilal is FUBAR Radio.
Voice from the throne, seen the 24 elders and I knew I was home. I was told to write a song for the people. Take the original Hebrews on an exodus of black excellence. Tell them to invest in us and make testaments about each other on how we sisters and brothers cover the land and corners with palms and stone. Go hard with it, let them know you God with it. Even though I authored it, let no one margin it and make it all about paper or first week sales. Though this is from heaven, give them verses from hell. Those that fell off the path, bring them back to the map. Your staff will be your microphone. Your name is Common, you was born to fight. fight the norm. Take house niggas out of darkness till they lights is on. I'ma put a hyphen on your name. Rapper, actor, activist. You the one that can reach into the black abyss. Stars just asterisk, show 'em what a classic is. Freedom riders need passengers. In your lyrics, use scriptures and passages to make them rise like Lazarus and resurrect it again. They'll put disrespect on your name and respect it again. Every section you in, bless them and keep busting. If they don't like it, shake the dust and say fuck them until you get home. I'm the one you trust in.
I'm happy to be in any place where God's name is remembered.
Common. The track's called Home, featuring Bilal. That's taken from the new album Black America Again. That's dropping on the 4th of November, entirely produced by Kareem Riggins.
Yeah, it's sounding on some like gangster classic, like, you know, it sounds like they're taking their time with this one. You know, they're really putting a lot of work in to make it sound authentic. And some
sounds,
you know,
nice and gritty.
Soundtrack, yeah, some soundtrack business going on there, man.
That's why you have got a kind of rate Common for taking that step to be as brave as to, you know, because he's an artist, the profile he has, he could easily just go out and do them sort of crossover tunes, isn't it?
Well, you want to hear Common doing some mumble rap, tell the truth. That's what you're looking for, is Common.
Hey, anyone could do mumble rap. Can't they?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, it's art, Sarah. At the end of the day, this is what you got to remember. This shit is art, yeah. Some of these guys, they're like jazz musicians, changing the spectrum. Someone seriously put that on their Facebook, but yeah, I was like, right.
Did you give them the backhand?
I just had to say, wow, I've never seen that before. I've never like heard of mumble rap being equated to being some, like, you know, new jazz or,
damn,
you know, what's the word? What do they call it? You know, mad jazz and experimental jazz. Mm-mm. Like, all of a sudden, that's what they are. I don't know.
Okay.
But yeah, all we want to know is if Common did lay it down on a mumble rap track, how do you lot reckon he'd go down? Do you reckon it would really be
hiphop@freebarradio.com?
It'd be different.
It would be different.
You know. And it, maybe he'd be saying something. He'd actually be saying something with his mumbles.
But isn't that part of the... That's a prerequisite of the genre, is that you're not actually saying anything.
Sarah,
just
these
repeat.
Guys are artists. I'm not going to sit here and let you talk about these young Rembrandts and Shakespeare's of today.
See, that's why it's so good doing the show with you, Mice, because you just keep me on track. You keep things in perspective.
You're the
voice of reason, where I'm just like miserable old git and up.
Fuck these motherfuckers.
Yeah.
That's it.
Well, it varies. Sometimes, yeah, it's like tennis. Sometimes I'm on that tip and you're on that tip. But yes, you know, but we do ultimately like to, well, we attempt to promote positivity on this show as well, in the midst of all the crazy stuff going on in the music industry.
Always.
And all the madness. We like to make sure that we're sending shouts out to people who are doing good stuff and just, you know, that reminder of how much good stuff is going on. And this week I saw a great post from a great friend, DJ Rastaroot, and, you know, I just had to send you guys a very special shout out because Rastaroot posted on his Instagram, "I'm honoured that Nutshell," which is the single by Fife Dog of Tribe Called Quest, released at the beginning of this year, produced by Jay Dilla, that is in the first round of the Grammys nomination ballots for Best Rap Song and Best Rap Performance.
Serious?
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's still, I can't remember the exact date that the Grammys happened, but I still thought, you know, that deserves some kind of...
Big up!
Because I just think it's nice to see something like that getting recognised. I can't help but in part of me... Okay, moving away from the positive tip. I can't help part of me thinking, would we really have gotten that kind of shout out if it hadn't been, you know, if Fife hadn't been highlighted so much this year by his untimely death? It's the cynic in me. I want to feel empowered by the Grammys selection for their first round of considerations for their Best Rap Song, Best Rap Performance Grammy nominees. But yeah, I still just thought it was dope. And it's always nice to see Jay Dilla's name, you know, still being recognised. And same
amazing,
for Fife,
man.
Too.
That is amazing.
Yeah, and that was
so what happens
song.
Now? So they're in the first round, and who's like... Who do we slip some money under the table to make sure they get to the second round, basically?
So the important points are, I think basically they have like a panel of people who they send all the considerations for the first round, considerations for nominees to, and then those that panel, they whittle it down to the next stage. And then from that shortlist, they then whittle it down to the final nominees. Yeah, so you need to make sure you're friends with the panel people.
We need to, we need to use some meme magic out there and start burying these cockroaches with this.
Yeah.
Let them know, you know, who deserves it. Well, let's see anyway, man, because, you know, we know who usually wins.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
I think actually, I don't know if it's the Grammys, but yeah, Drake, he's for the first time broken, the first time in 30 years or something, he's broken this record of the most amount of nominations at one. It's either the American Music Awards or the Grammys, and Michael Jackson has held this nomination for all these
years.
What,
he broke Michael Jackson's record?
Yeah,
oh my God,
I know.
Please don't let that happen,
isn't
man.
Isn't that sad?
That's crazy, right?
I know.
Isn't that sad? Drake is the new MJ.
Isn't that sad?
I guess, well...
Is it sad? Or am I just a miserable
Git? It's sad, but at the same time, you know... You can imagine, because the thing about Michael Jackson is that he transcends. So usually your friend's kids or family's kids listen to Michael Jackson. For some reason, his music is how old? But
and your grandma.
Yeah, the same way you used to, you know, the same way your grandma used to. And I guess that might be happening with Drake now. You know, you got a lot of strippers out there with kids. They'll be playing Drake in the background when they're off work with the kids. You know what I mean? Eventually, they're going to catch up with that. I don't know the words, but I know the melody is catchy as fuck.
But I just wonder... that's for the American Music Award. He's shattered Michael Jackson's record. But yeah, 13 nominations for fan-voted awards.
Wow, for fan-voted awards.
Yeah.
That just means there's a whole bunch more like fucked up people out there now.
That we need to go and get them and take them out. No.
Yeah, than there were when MJ was around.
Yeah, no. So, and Michael Jackson, he's held that record since 1984. And that's like he killed it, obviously, with the Thriller album. But yeah, I mean, we still like to keep it positive here and keep our fingers crossed that Fife Dogg and Jay Dilla will make it through to the final cut of the Grammy nominations. I think that would be a lovely thing. And so I thought it was only correct that we came for a rewind with that Fife track, Nutshell. Keep it locked right here because me and Mice have got a very, very dope interview with the one and only Elder Sensei coming up on the show.
Yep.
Seriously, Artifacts, they're some of the nicest people in hip-hop.
Is it?
Yeah, like, they're just such cool dudes. So don't move a muscle. And straight after this, we're getting into our special investigation.
Um.
undefeated, unblemished, underrated, unfiltered, unafraid, unaffected, undaunted, unabashed, undeniable, untouchable, unstoppable, unusual, underdog, unsurpassed, unyielding, unsupportive, fuck you and your feelings, unrelenting, unscathed, uncontrollable, unpleasant one, follow with me, feeling is mutual, ha, and that's just me in a nutshell, uncensored, unchanging, unbreakable, unconscious, uncouth, unbearable, unmerciful, unexplainable, unemotional, uninterested when dealing with unoriginals, unaccustomed to unproven rap flows, unresponsive to unapproved stage shows, that's unacceptable, unexciting, lazy fucker, fight for the uncanny and common, rhyme spitter, ha, and that's just me in a nutshell, 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 said, that's just me in a nutshell, 5 footer in a motherfucking nutshell. Rebirth of the reborn as I rebuild, reconnect with this rebel, redefining raw skill. I realign, readjusted, refocus, reanalyze what's real versus bullshit. Had to refuel, reactivate, to reemerge, reevaluate, recalculate. Bitch, I return, redefine, reenergize, get reacquainted. Rhythm kins incorporated, roots we made it. Invulnerable, inviting, invincible, inventive one, which leads most inviable. Get involved, invest in these youths, kid, invigorate, induce that old realness. Insecure, nah, more like inhumane, it's not a game, shut your mouth, use your inner voice, stay in your lane, inaugurate those with incentive to want to innovate, insisting that those who inspire, we will initiate. What? And that's just me in a nutshell, 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 ha, fight dog in a nutshell, New York finest in a nutshell, yeah. About that, who's that? 5 foot is something, fight for, what up for the fight for?
Yo, it's your man Fife Dawg, formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, and I'm lounging on the My Sticky Sarah Love Show. Y'all know what it is. Love that, honor that, respect that, cherish that. Hip-hop music, you done know. Big up.
Aww.
Oh, man. It's when he drops the little formerly of A Tribe Called Quest, you know, like he just slips it in there, you're like, oh.
I know.
It crushes, but man, rest in peace to Fife Diggy, boy.
I know.
Telling you.
But that's why it's our duty. It shows like this on Fubar Radio to make sure we school you right and we keep that torch burning for all these OGs. And you're tuned into the sounds of myself, Sarah Love.
Yeah, you're damn right, mother bitches, mother lovers, bitches and bitchettes. All y'all bitches and bitchettes out there that are locked into the Fubar Radio, we want to welcome you down to the cafe. Yeah, damn right. Almost had a heart attack trying to say that shit right there, but you didn't notice, did you? Because I'm a professional. That's right. My name is My Sack Hayes. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. I said My Sack Hayes, man. And I'm a bad mother.
Shut your mouth, man.
Hey, look. I was just about to say bad motherfucker, man. You ain't going to cut me off like that, bitch. Now I'll put you on the street, baby. This goddamn buddy. Yeah, this week's investigation comes courtesy of Ryanair, you lying mama lover.
Really? I was wondering how
you're
this came
damn right.
Because I was wondering if this has coincided with, you know, it's half term.
Hey, it probably did coincide with that shit. Because I was like, what the hell is going on here? I'm on the way back from Marseille, and it was just kids upon, like, it was the kids taking the parents somewhere. That's what it felt like. It just wouldn't shut up. I was like, yo, I got my headphones on. And it still sounds like you're screaming down my ear. All the mums, you know, like, I could tell they were different. You know, you had sort of different characters of mums. Some were hardcore. Some were just, like, stressed
some
the fuck
hardcore.
Out. Yeah, some, like, what? You know, there was one mum. The one mum behind me, she had, like, 3 kids, 2 little blonde girls, one with some thick-ass glasses. I kept cracking up because I was looking at the glasses, but I didn't want to laugh too much. But she sounded really smart as well, so I knew even if I did try and say something, she could probably speak English as well as French, so I thought, nah, I ain't even going to mess with her. But they kept kicking my seat. One of them was just kicking. But anyway, the Marjorie, her face was all red.
So they're in the row behind you.
Yeah, they're in the row behind me. And her
mom.
Where
were you coming back from?
Marseille.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, I was expecting that they'd be a bit more chilled out, but I was like, yo, what is
wrong.
Every minute, and I'm looking back, and the mum just looked more and more stressed out every time. I started feeling sorry for her. Yeah, like, I swear I could see her welling up a little bit, because I think she's... But then there was another Marjorie that was like, she was right up, like, you know, in the opposite aisle. And her kid, he's like a young, old-looking kid. I think he was like probably about 11, 12, but he looked like he could be 19, 20. You know them little furry kids? He had like fur. Yeah, it looks like a moustache is trying to come out, but his nose is not ready yet.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, let me just calm down a bit. I know I've got a few years.
Just bite your time.
He was that, like that, old-looking young kid. But and he looked like he had grey hair, but I think that just might have been the colour of his hair. That's how they know that old, young look.
Yeah, yeah.
And he just, for some reason... His mum flipped out a couple times, but then there was one where I looked and I caught it and it was like slow-mo and it reminded me, it was like conk on the forehead, conk, like that.
Wow.
It reminded me of when I used to get conked on the forehead.
She was brazen up on the plane.
Yeah, in public.
She's
I was like, wow.
I've reached my threshold.
On the inside, I was...
We don't condone child abuse. Yeah.
On the inside, I gave her a standing ovation. I was like, stood up. Obviously, I didn't do that in front of everybody because, you know...
Because you're black.
Yeah, I could get done for that shit, you know.
You could end up in Guantanamo.
Yeah. I'm like an accomplice somehow, you know.
Somehow.
I don't want to get caught.
Yeah, you're guilty.
And I was just like, wow. How do you... Like, these kids are spoiled, man. How do you deal with them nowadays? Like, how do you unspoil a spoiled brat?
Mm.
This is my question. This is the investigation for this week, mother lovers. Hashtag, Mice Investigates. How do you unspoil a spoiled brat?
I mean, do you have any ideas, Mice?
Yeah, I mean, look.
It's controversial.
You know,
topic,
when I was coming up, I didn't really get spoiled. So I think I was lucky in a sense of, you know, I learned the hard way. And then as you get older, you appreciate that hard way because you're like, yeah, I ain't never going back to that, boy. That's like, you know, that's the bottom of the bottom where... You know, my mum, she used to do some raggo shit. She'd like lock me out.
There's one way for him to learn to to take his keys.
If you come back,
lock him out.
If you don't get back before 9 p.m., you're locked out. And like literally, I've slept in the garden, locked out.
Oh my God.
I didn't believe. You know, you try and you keep pushing the boundaries. I was like, rah.
Testing.
But yeah, I mean, look, obviously, back in the day, you could get away with a lot more. I used to get the licks left, right, and center, wooden spoons, pots, pans, slippers. Some of my worst, though, my worst experience of getting the beats was with a ruler. School ruler, and right on the top, you know, the soft part of your head. Yeah, I was like, I felt a bit unconscious. I was like, rah, ruler, what the fuck, man? How the fuck did you lock me out?
This is pre-childline days.
Mum just had that. She'd put her hips into the swing, you know, she'd mastered it by that time.
Whatever was at hand.
Yeah, after the ruler thing, that was it. I was like, yeah.
You're like, okay, I'm going to pay attention.
Yeah.
I'm listening.
But I don't know, man, I think you got a takeaway there. All these kids with their iPads and iPhones and this and that, they're getting a bit carried away, you know?
Yeah.
Some of them, I don't even know what they were saying. Like, excuse my French, but it sounded like, Mum, shut the fuck up. Look, I'm on my iPad right about now. I don't need you giving me some bullshit.
Oh my God.
You know, like, I don't know. It's just... But how dare you raise your voice like that, first of all?
And in public.
Yeah.
On top of that.
So, you know, I don't know how
that's
they deal with
crazy.
It.
Crazy.
That's what...
But it's funny, because talking about brats, it's when you get those adult brats... as well.
Exactly. Like, I was... this is the point. I started thinking, man, some of these brats might end up being prime ministers or presidents of, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They might end up running certain, you know, big businesses, and we're going to have these sort of people. And which is probably what's happened.
Which is why we went into this mess, trusting bankers to make decisions.
Yeah, so
we got this.
How do we reverse that? We need to reverse that now whilst they're
still...
You know what I mean? Like, work on it now and get...
Save the future.
Yeah. Just deal with these kids right now. I don't know if you teach a kid to just change his own nappy. You know what I mean? I don't know. But hit us up at Fubar Radio on the Twitter or email us hiphop@fubarradio.com and give me some answers on this investigation. How do you unspoil a spoiled brat?
Well, it was because, like I was
how
saying,
do you
it's,
unspoil
I'm an auntie 8 times.
Yeah.
Well, 10 now that my sister's got married and she's adopted her husband's kids too. But and I've been an auntie since I was 5.
Wow.
So I feel pretty well qualified when it comes to dealing with kids. But no, and so, and it is half term at the moment. So my niece turned up at my house earlier today. And so I asked her the question.
Is it?
Yeah, she's 15.
She's 15.
Yeah, so I asked her.
What was her answer?
And she said, you have to, I think you should make them live a day in with somebody less fortunate than them.
Mm.
And then she said, or smack them.
Wow, she said that. Like, she's 15.
Okay, do you want me to tell your mum that?
Yeah, what's the deal though? Now you can't smack, you can't even like, there's no...
Well, it's not illegal in the UK to smack children.
It's not illegal.
It's not illegal, not yet, no.
So it's legal then? It's just, that's a nice way of saying, that's like a politically correct way of saying, you can beat your kids all you want, you know what I'm saying? As long as you don't leave no marks.
But I think that, then...
No black eyes.
Child abuse.
No fractures.
Is considered... So
no
as
eye
as
pokes.
Avoiding,
no gouging. No
heavy artillery. Shots. Yeah, so...
It'd be like an MMA rules. The unified rules.
Really? So...
standing 8 count. Jesus.
It's so wrong that we're laughing about this. But
some of them kids needed arm barring yesterday or something, though. Some of them needed to tap out.
You know,
real.
Tap out.
Yeah, I was like, what the hell is going on here?
Like,
his parents didn't, but that's why the one mum that I saw conked. Yeah, I was like, yeah, big up. I spudded her.
I've never seen that on the.
Yeah, it was like a mental spudding. Yeah, it wasn't like a real one. Cause I didn't want everyone to see that I was advocating.
But I think. advocating. I think ultimately with kids, though, like you've got to stand by your words. And as much as they will try and test you, you've got to stand your ground.
Because that's what it is, isn't it? They're testing you. And some mums give in.
But it's just like training a dog. Perhaps. You know, if you teach a dog, sometimes I'll give you a snack, sometimes I'll let you sleep on the bed, sometimes you do that, then the dog's going to be confused and it's just going to be doing whatever it wants and it's not going to be under control when
they,
you need it to
be. At that age, they don't really understand, like, the boundaries.
Who,
yet,
dogs or kids?
But
yeah, it's one and the same, just interchangeable.
On a primitive level, of course.
Yeah, no, but I mean, I have a bigger problem with the adult brats. Because sometimes it's just embarrassing where you have, like, proper adults who don't know how to... conduct themselves in a respectful manner.
Yeah.
And you can tell that it is just an extension of them being a brat when they were a kid, isn't it?
And you know what I find as well? A lot of them seem to be people that are uncomfortable when they're not at home. Like, once they're out of their sort of, you know, their bubble of, this is me, this is my, look at my shagwa outside pop, you know.
Shagwa.
Yeah. Then that's when they seem to be uncomfortable. And that's when you see the brat coming out. Like, right, you can't really handle yourself in, you know, on situations that aren't with you in full control, you know? Mm-hmm. A lot of that seems to happen. But I did get some answers because I went down to the digital pub, you know what I mean? Like, earlier on, I had to get a pint in before I came in, you know what I mean? Like, it's my old, you got David Spade, innit? Like, so, I was off, like, you know what I mean? It's off today, it's kids at home, innit? Like, so, I went in there, I asked a few people, and a couple of them gave me some funny answers. And some were serious answers as well.
Okay.
Like, take Satchman. Satchman said, cut their money off.
That's a good one.
So that's a good
one. But do you know what I think is even actually more powerful than the money?
Mm.
You change that Wi-Fi password.
Whoa.
What, you want to get on the computer? You want to use your phone? You better get those dishes done. Then you'll earn that Wi-Fi password, which gets changed every day.
Would you change your Wi-Fi password every day?
Yeah.
Jeez.
That's going to save me a lot of headache when these kids get older.
That's true.
You've got to understand what I say, I mean it.
Yeah, but then what if they start finding, you know, they find more amusement out of things that have nothing to do with being online? Would you be happier then anyway? If they're like drawing and doing stuff that we used to do in the internet when
around, basically,
in the olden days.
In the primitive times.
Yeah, olden days, you can't really use that olden word days. That often, but I think now... We can say that for when the internet weren't around, seeing as we're in such a fast-paced world now.
Society.
So in the olden days, they might just go back to the olden days.
But I still think basically it's about just confiscating
their privileges.
Yeah.
You think that's
And nowadays for kids, it's just about that screen time, isn't it? So
FaceTime,
I'm sorry,
bro.
Everything only hard work gets rewarded and good behaviour. Other than that, you ain't getting nothing.
This is what Manda Murchie, shout out to Manda Murchie, she said that, take their sense of entitlement or just take their iPhone. So I guess...
it still comes back to the iPhone.
Yeah. It's weird as well that seems to be the... the go-to thing. There was even an older dude. There was like some older dude playing some kind of snake game on his phone. I was cracking up like, right, he's right next to this little midget. Yeah.
He's that little 2 year old.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And they're both like, by this one, the kid was on like a big ass iPad. So he looked, it looked weird.
The old guy was on the
Nokia. The big dude was on the little.
He's on the
playing some kind of snake game. This kid is doing some mad intellectual like,
he's puzzles like splitting the atom. He's old man's playing snake.
So I don't know, man. Shout to Greg Blackman, avid listener. He says, you take them away from a parent who doesn't understand the difference between beating the shit out of a child and smacking the back of their hand when they're being naughty.
Yeah. See, I just ultimately think, like, you shouldn't have, if you're laying down your authority and it's respected, you won't even need to get to that point where you need to even strike a child.
Yeah, I do think that.
Because it's psychologically, like, you know, and I can have you up psychologically without it having to ever get. And then that's even more effective.
Man, the way my cousin has his kids, like, they're wild. Yeah, they're wild. But then as soon as he comes in, they just, there's like three of them. Yeah, and they stand in order as well. The tallest one first, the middle one in the middle, the shortest one last. And they just walk behind him like, you know, like ducks. The ducklings. Yeah. As soon as he comes in. But when he's gone, they're, it's like three, animal from The Muppet Show. Is like three of them just running around. Fucking hell.
But yes, hit us up in the studio, hiphop@foobarradio.com. Hit them with the question again, Mize.
Yeah, man. The question is, how do you unspoil a spoiled brat?
Can I also say that this is applicable to adult brats as well? Because I think we've all encountered those adult brats. So if you have any recommendations to sorting out these adult brats, that'll be very useful. And also, you know, this is going to help all those parents dealing with half term at the moment. Like how they can get through half term. But yeah, so get in touch with us on the studio. Hit us on the Twitter at Foobar Radio. I'm up there at DJ Sarah Love, and it's Mice Diggy, MYSDIGGI. Remember, coming up, we're going to be speaking to the one and only Elder Sensei of Artifacts, so do not move a muscle. But, you know, bearing in mind Mice's question, I thought it's all about kind of releasing some of that stress. So here's something from our guest last week, Lewis Parker.
Word up. Check it out now. Shit is ill, yo. Yes, indeed. And we still taking it sky high, baby. Sky high, shit is real. Shit is real. To all the people still holding me down. Nah, man. Come on. Check it out now. It's all live, baby. Yo. Yo, check it. Nowadays, shit is ill, just trying to hold your own. To make capes and stay straight in the golden zone. That's why most time I stay alone at the residence. On the DL, in the lab with all the elements. I smoke a scarma. The phone rings with all the drama. Situation staying lava. Feeling like I need to calm down and relax. But these times is tense and have you stressed to the max. Falling through the gaps. Find yourself in the gutter with the rats. I rock the butter tracks all day. Spit the ill facts, no play. The fly breaks some wax. Get hooked up and stashed away. Racing with time. Straight cash on the mind. Flip the record like a crime. Then cool shorty to recline. Rocks the ill steelo. Steady in the cup with the gems on the D-Lo. Release the stress. Take it to the top side. Don't settle for less. Release the stress. Show them what you got, son. You one of the best. Release the stress. Life is mad wild, that's why niggas go obsessed. Release the stress. Spit the real deal, we get it all up in jail. Yo, these days get hectic. Can't find no escape or exit. Snakes on the move, trying to flex on the next shit. And shit is tough as ever, scrambling for cheddar. The family on edge, trying to keep shit together. And every day's a struggle on how to make the next bundle. I love the music, but got to flip shit like a hustle. Word niggas was wildin' when I was shotting beats on Staten Island. Around the time when that shit was cheating and lying. Time crazy flying. Nowadays, it be feeling like my heart is iron. The shit is wild, ill. Your man's pulled that snake move for real. Man, he'd be playing for the team, but had his hands in the till. Frozen in suspension. Days of heavy tension. I flip the beat, so I don't fall into a depression. The city keep you caught up. New plans get drawn up when you run in the race of life without taking no shortcuts. Release the stress. Take it to the top side, don't settle for less. Release the stress. Show them what you got, son. You one of the best. Release the stress. Life is mad wild, that's why niggas smoke sass. Release the stress.
the stress, release the stress. Expect the real deal when that door up your chest. And yo, it's everyday pressure, trying to go the whole measure. I hold it down and always plan the next venture. And these haters can't see me, but still talking all greasy. I keep it moving, eyes on the next Luchini. It's never easy when you caught in the ill lifestyle. Niggas flipping wild to get paid for their wife and child. It's understandable when the system sees you as an animal. Gotta stack capital and raise up the level. Told son to run with that devil at his own peril. I'm in the cut like a rebel, planning the attack. Dealing with the pressure, son, ain't trying to catch a heart attack in this modern western habitat. Where the police target the black is mainly criminal, afraid of the original. I spit dangerously lyrical, shots through your dome to send your whole soccer team home.
Release the stress, take it to the top, son, don't settle for less. Yeah. Release the stress, show us what you got, son, you one of the best. Release the stress, life is mad wild, that's why niggas obsessed. Release the stress, release the stress.
Lewis Parker, he was on the show last week chatting to us. That track is Release the Stress. It's out on King Underground Records, so go check it out. And if you missed that interview, definitely look it up again. It's foobarradio.com/hip-hop. All of our past shows are up there. Incredible open mic guests that we've had, guests from the States, all kinds of new music. So check it out and listen back. You're locked into Foobar with me, Sarah Love.
And myself, Mike Stiggy, a.k.a. the voice of chocolate velvet cake, melting all up in your ear canals, my lovers. That's right. Yeah, damn.
Sounds very exciting. But yes, and we were ambushed by our usual weekly guest, Mysak Hayes, earlier in the show with his investigation.
Special investigation for y'all. That's right. How do you unspoil a spoiled brat? How do you unspoil a spoiled brat? So they're already there.
Yeah.
They might be 30, 40, 50 years old, mind you. It doesn't have to be just a 3-4-year-old, you know.
And I swear, I'm telling you, the same techniques that you would use for a dog or for children, they will work on a man. I'm telling you, they will work on an adult man also.
On an adult man.
Yeah, because it's all just
take
psychology.
Away his privileges.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get that one. So you just take it. It's like, yeah, for this week, he ain't getting nothing. You know what I mean? He ain't nothing. I'm not even going to... You know, there's no humping in the bed. There's no nothing.
No cups of tea.
Yeah, no cups of tea and see where we go from there. He might be privileges. Like, that could be frustrating, though.
Yeah,
some
but the
men,
message
don't get
will
my
get
coffee
through.
In the morning.
Yeah, it's like you need to get someone's attention. You need to, make them feel the cold, harsh, you know.
Well, I've got some more answers here for some people. So following on from what Greg was saying, Greg Blackman, he started off saying you take them away from a parent who doesn't understand the difference between beating the shit out of a child and smacking the back of their hand when they're naughty. The rest will follow pretty naturally after a good few doses of you might be special to me as your father, but you are not fucking special to anyone else. And you better learn that shit before you grow into the kind of woman that can't shut the fuck up in a cinema.
He went deep.
He's
like,
it,
these
yeah.
are the levels that you need to be
considering.
You want to whisper in the cinema? Right, let me break it down to you.
Dominic Bandoni said, taser.
Woo!
Taser your kids, you know.
Damn.
Deep, right?
Damn.
Don't be touching.
I don't know if I'm co-signing that.
Yeah, I don't know. Tasering.
Tasering
I'd rather you
anybody.
Beat up your kids.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just put them in some kind of Hulk Hogan.
But that's the other thing. If you want to, like, taser your kids, then you shouldn't be surprised when then that child is an adult and they want to go out
taser
being
you.
Violent.
True,
yeah, or
that's true.
Or be violent towards you.
So is that the same with beating your kids then? Does that depend on how hard you beat your kids?
I think ultimately with kids, you see, this is Auntie Sarah now. Auntie
not, my kids, pseudonym. Not dogs. Let's just clarify that because earlier on, you know.
No, but with my observations, it is all the same kind of technique. I'm not even joking, but it is. No, but I mean, with all kids, the best way to teach a kid is by example. You know, the first ideas for a child of what a woman is or what a man is comes from your parents and how they conduct themselves. So if you're going to say one thing, but then expect the child to do another thing, there's going to come a time where that child's going to turn around and say to you, hold on, but you da-da-da. So if you don't want a finger pointed at you, you better, like Mahatma Gandhi says,
do it discreetly.
Do it discreetly, yeah.
Keep it underneath the sheets. Yeah. Ah, Mahatma Gandhi under the sheet? No? Okay,
no, maybe no. But Paul Clark, he hit us up on Twitter at Foodbar Radio.
Yeah.
Paul, your mum is scaring me. He says, if I ever misbehaved, mum used to threaten to put me, but Jim will fix it on it.
Whoa.
I was as good as gold.
Jim will fix it on it, you know.
Paul Clark, that's
terrifying. Jim will fix it on. Oh, wow, so he was scary.
Oh, Jim will fix it on, yeah.
Yeah, I was thinking Jim will fix it on it. That's kind of like, whoa. Hey, mum, I mean, you know, keep your inner fantasies to yourself, mum.
Damn.
Fuck you, mum. That's what I swear the kid must have been saying. So, like, just with it, fuck you, mum. You stupid fucking bitch. Like that. But I was like, right, this French or not?
Railing off.
Yeah, it sounds very...
But do you know culture?
Cockney English.
Yeah. But...
So, yeah, tasers.
Taser,
Gleam
no.
says independence. You know, this goes back to what I'm saying about teaching a two-year-old how to change his own nappy. Maybe then they might learn to, like, shit a bit less frequently.
Teach it, all right. You
change
think
his
so?
Own nappy. There's a possibility.
You think so?
Yeah, because they'll be like, man, I got to do this shit again. You know what? I ain't
going
to eat that. Yeah, I don't know about the milk, mum, because that's just making my guts bubble.
Bubble guts.
Yeah.
Mm.
Independence. That's a good idea, though. But I think it would be quite hard for a really young child, you know.
It would be quite a tall and a high to ask for them. But keep hitting us up with your suggestions at hiphop@foodbarradio.com. So much to fit into the show today, including an epic open mic. And right after this, we're going to get into part one of our interview with Artifacts. Elder Sensei at Artifacts was chatting to us, so hold tight for that. But first, let me play you something brand new off of this latest Lice 2 EP from Homeboy Sandman and Aesop Rock. It's Foodbar.
My sword covered in rust, my songs written in mud. I'm in the trench with no one to trust. The things I counted on me ground in the dust. God bless a child if it's sprouted underground with the chud. Except for falling in love. Ain't no better feeling on the earth than getting a smirk. Wipe from off of your mug. Undecoded and devoted, the least likely to budge. Taking chances where the answer's always all the above. Good luck calling my bluff. Had to lay the hammer on your hunt and gathering stuff. It was rather abrupt. Set the balance for battalions to wary the lug. Rashes cross the battlefield, this barren shit is barracks are bust. Nobody told me not to stare at the sun. Only photocopies for the class to share and discuss. Man, your mathematics may be fine for finding the sum, but that ain't nearly what's up.
I'm covered in that grit, covered in that slush, covered in that muck, covered in that mud.
See, I'm covered in that sweat, covered in that blood, got covered in that stuff, covered in that mud.
Yeah. Time to make the donuts. Eat, drink, annihilate the bogus. Wide awake and snarling. The dark wings opening on my darling. I speak in holy code and keep the rodeo alarming. Homie, old eyes, parrot a roach that won't die. Slow night spirit looking for my hide to ghost ride. Over the river, through the woods, I eat the bread, I spoon the mush. Keep it dirty, we prefer misshaping over cookie cut. My office hours are known for 30 seconds. Then it's off into the tempest for berries and buried treasures. Trade tall tales with lepers and lost dogs. Swing claws at piñatas in the shape. So all y'all's, hey, the new voice of a defective species. Reflect from the cheap seats, checking his cheat sheets. Eat a raw horse's heart, yum yum, 4 stars. At the fork is it forfeit or forward march?
Grit. Covered in that sludge. Covered in that muck. Covered in that mud.
See, I'm covered in that sweat. Covered in that blood. got covered in that stuck, covered in that mud.
Swap a ace up for a joker.
Rise with the rebels, feisty, feral.
My poker face is not for playing poker.
Never die, never shy from the pedal.
The number on my ticket reads eternity.
Up in the wee hours, barking and building.
See it,
feel it.
I'm steady as the fingers of a surgeon. Aware the destination is absurd as the excursion. Aware that the extent of the hilarity will vary, and the climax and the ending all dependent on the version.
SpongeBob PJs, dreaming a deep space. Sleep spooning a nuclear briefcase. Spoon sugar till his teeth ache. Three cheers, two for his team, one queen
I'm
in the
beam in that grit. Covered in that sludge. I'm covered in that muck. Covered in that mud.
I'm covered in that grit. Covered in that slush. Covered in that muck. Covered in that mud.
In the sound of that Aesop Rock, Homeboy Sandman, that track's called Mud. That's following last year's Lice release they put out, and this is another 5-track EP, and it's free, $3.99. They got production on there from Dan Hayden, Authentic, and Aesop Rock himself, and vinyl is on the way for that too. It's coming out on it's out on Stone Stone Records, so check them out.
Nice. Oh, so that's an official release now. That's not Oh wow. Wicked, man.
Yeah, and Freeness, I love the free giveaways. And so yes, you are tuned into FUBAR Radio with myself, Sarah Love,
and myself, Mice Diggy, mother lovers.
And a couple weeks ago, Mice was away gallivanting around the world, so he wasn't able to join me for this ill show that took place at Jazz Cafe in London. And it was Ed OG, Rex, the MC out of Boston. You've heard us play a lot of music from him, and the Artifacts. So the Artifacts, they're a group from New Jersey consisting of Tame One and Elder Sensei. Me and my, well, I first met Elder Sensei and DJ Chaos, their DJ. That was about, goodness me, 13 years ago.
Wow, yeah.
13 years ago or something, 12 years ago. So at this party that me and Maestro used to do called Kung Fu, they came through and performed for us there. And then this is the first time that I've seen dudes for about years or something. No, I've seen them in New York, but not for at least 5 years or something. And it was such a treat to finally get to see them perform, because the group Artifacts, they've split up after their second album. And so they've not been in the UK for a long time. They've got a big following out here, so I think a lot of people were really hungry to get to see them perform. And the show was just so much fun. And you know, I know that there were people like Mice who weren't able to get there to the show, and it was only
She's
correct
rubbing it in there.
Yeah, that you missed out on such an amazing event.
That's fucked up. Yeah,
no, but that's why I just think it's correct, because so many amazing people come through London, hip hop people, and it's interesting how many hip hop shows there are in the UK. Okay, but you don't ever see any of the artists who are touching down here reflected on them then on some of these shows.
Yeah. There's a lot of that. It seems like there's this whole sort of underground, like, I'm always like, how did you find out about that? Or how did you, like, where do people go now to find out if Rex is going to be over here, or terminology, or I'm always, and there seems to be loads of different nights going on, but you only hear it like the day of or the day before. Oh, I'm going to blah 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 tomorrow, and you're like, what? But I didn't know that was on.
But you know where you need to go? You need to go to foodbarradio.com/hip-hop, because every week we give you a guide to gigs happening in town. And you know, so that's why I just feel it's only, and a lot of the artists that we've had, American artists we've had on this show, it's been exclusive interviews that we've had for you. They've not been on any other stations.
Yeah,
and so
true.
I just think it's a shame when you have OGs like Artifacts in the UK. You know, these guys are an important part of hip hop history. And so I just thought it was only correct that we bring their voices through to you. And so this is me chatting to Elder Sensei. He's literally just come straight off the stage at Jazz Cafe. This is a couple weeks ago in London. And yeah, we got to have a little bit of a chat. You're locked into FUBAR Radio. Where were you before you hit London?
We were in last night. Where was we at?
It's all a blur.
Copenhagen, I'm sorry. Golly, man. All the shows are very fucking impressive. And can I curse?
Yes.
All right. It was fucking awesome. It was fucking awesome.
I want you to get imaginative. All right, good.
But I don't curse that much anyway. But this is our first time out here in a long time, as you know.
I know. Like, why have I had to wait so long?
The promoters wasn't looking. And then I think because of the work visa thing or something like that. I don't know. But we've been trying. So now, hopefully, after tonight, we'll be able to get more.
And so what is the deal with Art Effects in 2016?
Everything. It started in 2016. It's going to blossom in 2017. We're going to go back to the lab. We're going to make sure that everyone knows that this album is coming out. We got a lot of new producers. We have some old producers. We're just trying to get the formula together to where everybody will get the kind of Art Effects music that we expect, that people want from us, and kind of the feeling they got for what we did the last two albums. So,
and so what is this going to be, an evolution from a traditional Art Effects? Are you just trying to break some new ground? Like, what can people expect?
Well, I think that you can expect a lot more live music, but still dirty. People that we have recruited for this record specialize in dirt and clean. they know the craft in dirty and clean beats, where it's not so clean, where you don't feel like it's an underground record. So, you know, we still talking about Sean J. Period. We talking about new producers such as Chris 1-2 from Denmark. We're going to have Georgia Ann Muldrow. This is the part where I say we're not experimenting, but it's time for us to grow up a little bit and understand that people that used to buy our records are our age now. So we want to give them something where it's like more safe for them.
It's difficult to tread that ground, isn't it? Because on one hand, we're still those same rugged hip-hop people that we were in
the 90s. We're big baggy jeans. Then they semi-baggy, but it's just that you want to show a little bit of growth.
Yeah, because we're grown people now.
Right, and we could go in the lab and make all of those kind of songs where it's like you said, it's like, but then people be like, all right, cool, that was cool, but I expect that from them. It's almost like the effect of what De La Soul album is right now.
That's exactly what I was going to mention to you, because I think with this new De La album, they tread that line perfectly, a grown-ass hip-hop music, but at the same time it being raw.
Listen to the music, it still sounds dirty. And when I say dirty, like, sample wise, when you don't sample, or if you're a producer who doesn't ever have never felt a machine, the pads and MPs or whatever, it's not going to sound like you know what you're doing. So when a person is a fan of that kind of music, they can manipulate it in a way where say, like, all right, I can still make these clean drums, but where I want these grooves to come in, I want this to sound a little bit muddy and dirty, so you still could tweak the sounds and stuff like that. But I think that's what young cats are missing producer wise but some that maybe have grown up around their uncle or big brother, somebody that exposed them to that, those are the ones that we gravitate toward. I mean, producers we have from Cali, Donnell Smokes, Kick Beats, my man DJ Science, you know, it's just so many other guys out there than people would expect us to use producer wise but even those names we haven't touched yet. We still want to do a song with Primo, Pete Rock. We still want to do something with, so if the budget calls for that. But for right now, we're dealing with new blood, and we're trying to get all these guys together. And just lyrically, we're going to be there.
I know. Would you ever have any guest MCs, do you reckon?
Yes. We talked to J-Ro last night. I think a lot of the MC people that we want to use pretty much come from where we come from. It's new cats out there. I love Torrey and Sky Zoo. I love Rex. You know, that new blood is what I think is going to carry the torch on. But it's not a lot of dudes, but it's some cats, you know what I'm saying? But we don't have any, like, featured people right now, but I think we're going to have some.
When I think of Art Effects, I think of proper traditional hip-hop. Like, sometimes the word purist is thrown around almost as an insult. Do you know what I mean? But it's like, I think you're just through and through out-and-out hip-hop. Like, where is Elder Sensei's take on the whole trap side, commercial side of rap now?
Well, for me, it's always been the same. It's just the players changed. But I will say, today, oh my God, like today the music is more like, it's not even ignorant. It's just like, ignorant for us was N.W.A. But today I don't even understand what these guys are saying to critique it or even say it's bad. I don't understand it.
But then how do you respond when people are like, oh, you're just out of touch?
No, it's not even the thing of being out of touch. I think that they out of sorts. You know what I'm saying? And out of luck. Because where we come from, when you go to clubs and you play the records that we grew up doing and making and participating and making this hip-hop shit what it is, you can put these records on today and the crowd gonna go crazy. 20 years from now, you play these fucking records you hear today, you are not gonna go crazy.
I can't even remember the hot tune from 2 years ago that everyone was brainwashed with.
I can remember a few songs where I'm like, okay, why do people like this? Why do people like him? But every time I come back to it, it's still the same as far as what it was and us growing up in the 90s.
Because I still...
competing with each other. I don't know if this makes sense to you or not, but we had some kind of whackness to compete against. We was doing music where we were talking about what the fuck was wrong with hip-hop. Now today, it's like you don't even care because you're looking at this and it's like, wow, I can't even... It's funny, like my father, when he said, yo, when you get old, you're going to see... And now they doing it. The little dude's trying to do it to us. Get out of here, old man. I'm like, oh, my God. I said, but if you was fresh enough to say that to me, then I'd take it. But these dudes is like, they don't even rap. They don't even MC. They don't do nothing. They just like talking about nothing.
But some people nowadays will say, but rhyming, that ain't even important anymore, old man.
That's what's wrong with these dudes. These dudes are still making excuses. We come from a time of music where you had to be lyrical. Yo ass, we was like, come on. We putting out records amongst Redman, Method Man. Even when we first put the first Artifacts album out, the first week, Method Man album came out. Biggie album, Redman, Keith Murray.
Insane.
And CNN, it was just all...
In a way, though, it's like I feel we didn't even know how good we had it because it was such a fertile breeding ground in that era, you know, and also the variety of sounds. So on one end, you had the LL Cool J, and at the other end, you did have an Artifacts and the Native Tongues. You know, so to me, what I feel is missing now is the balance. Why do you think, though, you were talking before about, like, lyricism and things, rather than, you know, it just sound like we're taking shots at these young kids, why are those... elements and the initial elements important? Like, why are they relevant to the kid who's saying that stuff don't even matter?
I got a good because they were not brought up to the thing of hip-hop like we were. Dudes around our way when we were younger coming up was doing hip-hop. We saw something that we was like, okay, wait, parties and music, you know, we heard Curtis Blow, but these dudes growing up, when you listen to Rakim and you listen to Run DMC and you looked at the videos, they looked older. Like men, like you couldn't walk up to them and say, hey, how you doing? They had sideburns. You look at Run DMC old videos, they look like older dudes. So older dudes were similar to Zulu Nation, similar to anything functional with hip hop. When you take kids and you put them in a situation like anything in life, and when you expose them to it in a way where they understand historically where hip hop come from, today, hip-hop has no laws, they have no rules, there are no commandments, and I blame us a little bit because musically we started gearing it to make money, and artists abandoned, how I say it, the older dudes used to show us, like, yo, don't do this, don't do that. We pretty much was like, all right, we trying to do what we got to do, and then think about, like, in the late 90s and early 2000s, all that shit was jiggy music, make money, club, blah, 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 blah. And hip-hop lost its way.
There was definitely a transition time, you know, where it really became this the industry investment and chokehold on hip-hop music, and then the transition to just being this generic rap thing. What have we got to do to make sure that the legacy of hip-hop is being celebrated now while it's active and people are recognizing and that education is being carried on?
Well, I think it first starts with these promoters. It's about just an outlet. You know, it's not a lot of people that's able to do it. Like, we try to put on our own show. That's why we're here today. We're able to say within our stardom, let's do business. We know nobody saw me and Tame Live here ever before. So we had to take it upon ourselves to say, let's call this dude, let's book these shows, let's get these flights, let's get these trains, let's get these buses, and we go. Like when we just did Hip Hop Camp, it was us, Onyx, Redman, EPMD, P-Rock and CL Smooth, but then you had Anderson .Paak there, Machine Gun Kelly there. When you have people there, that's like a mixture. So when you look at the website of the Hip Hop Camp, they saw all the old school artists. It's like, what is this, a Jurassic Park show? Da, da, da. So I saw that, and I said, but guess what? I'm glad you feel that way, because artifacts come from that time anyway. So you're talking about something that makes sense for us. So it was an experience, you know, for us even being there. And kids, it was all kids in that damn hangar. Kids in there. 20s. There's nobody older in there like our age. So it's like, you know, until you expose this kind of music to kids, that's when you know you've made the transition with the internet, with these kids and everybody having their phone in their hand. These are the best times for people like us, because it's like school and it's like prehistoric shit too. Because, you know, when he said Jurassic Park, I said, dude, like, you realize we're like, we're the dinosaurs. Yeah, it was like, we're dinosaurs walking around with y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like, and we're not dead yet. I just think it got to be a mixture. Like, if the young kids don't see us with their artists, and we're always going to be considered purists and backpack, and I'm like, yeah, I'll take all that shit, but I lyrically know I will bust your ass because you don't rhyme like we do, and they got this style. It's like, yo, I have to show you.
I'm out to bomb like Vietnam, under the same name, Tame One, the bad one, ink flow master bastard with a magnum. I tags up quick, and then I steps to the exit when it's time to get sefted, or flex on some fresh shit, some whack crook. So my black book, I know who took it. I know it's O-Tag because the fag writes his name crooked. The ink I use might stink, but you gotta think, I got my props hops cause my tags don't shrink. I'm tagging and bagging bitches cause my name is famous in the street, cause they know my name's from cruising in the Jeeps. So yo, grab a can and put your man up and stand up for the fresh, never stale niggas off the third rail. Deep dark and black like the Magnum I pack. It's that artifacts chat from the wrong side of the track.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
I load my backpack with spray paint to mark the sparker. Tagging up a trip, I catch the path, take a trip to the train yard to think back. When I used to write that shit that used to hit, had all the mad color tips. Breaking was my thing, I used to spin the back. I never thought I'd spin the wax with tracks to make your hands clap. I could've went the other way, but no how. I got my dap on the mat with the big down to a spray cap. Niggas used to doubt my clout, but now I turn them out. They shout my shit about town like they wanna be down. Avoid the crabs and wanna stab me in the back. Enough of that, watch the third rail track, cause I don't wanna get zapped. Pieces to burn to show my name, no shame. Don't wanna put the blame down on my nigga Tame. Brothers don't wanna see me grow to get my cash flow. I have the remorse, so check me out in the source.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
Like a tie stick, as red as my eyes get, I still rocks the fly shit. Fat with some ultra flat black, catch a wreck in a sec. Wet paint ain't shit when I'm on the set. I'm live like the third rail, on time like the pap train. The name Tame alone got fame, so fuck a last name. I tax mad when I drag a fat jacketism, coming out with new additions like Mike Bibbins. I get a sticker from my nigga with the back of him. Write my name on him, then I peel off the back of him. And stick him to victims of underground systems. If the toys bring the noise, me and my boys are gonna diss him.
In conclusion, don't snooze when two niggas from New Jersey kick the mag graffiti slurs or kick the fakes to the curb. The artifacts jack, bringing the artifact back. Some seem to forget about the error that caught wreck. So remember this agenda when you slip in to enter the artifact zone, cause graffiti's still prone to kick ass, pizzazz, less that we tag.
bag. Why is that black? Because the whack jack is known as a fag. So don't cross the path, that's a gat to your back. The artifacts out, wrong side of the tracks.
The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side. The artifacts from the wrong side of the tracks. The artifacts from the wrong side.
That's how it is.
Artifacts, wrong side of the tracks. That was taken from their 94 album, and that was their debut album. And just then, that was me talking to Elder Sensei, one half of Artifacts at the show at Jazz Cafe a couple weeks ago. If you missed any of that or any of the Fubar Radio shows, you can hit up the website fubarradio.com/hiphop.
And so that's part one of the interview of Artifacts.
Yes,
right?
Thank you. That's part one, and part two is with Tame One, and they've, you know, been separated for quite a few years. So
did you get any like inside, you know? Obviously, there's some stuff you might not have been able to broadcast, but were there talks that you weren't interviewing them together? They were separate, were
yeah,
they?
Yeah, they're separate. They're so separate. Did they conduct it like a separate? Yes, they did. And it was, Tame One was mad fun, because I hadn't actually met Tame One before. So I've known El for a few
years.
He's
quite crazy. He's the crazy one.
Yeah, but he's crazy cool. So definitely you need to hear what he has to say in part two of the interview, and that's going to be coming right here every Monday. It's all about hip hop with me and Mice on Fubar, 4 p.m. till 6 p.m.
You're damn right. And right about now we are joined by the Dutch Mob up in here. Rez One, Mr. Fire, what's going on, brothers?
Bong.
Big ups,
what is
brother.
Going on?
Respect, sir.
We've been busy. Busy people, man.
Yeah, I've seen you out in New York getting, I see all these pictures of you looking fly out there.
Yeah.
Out there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Tell me more. What were you doing?
What were you lot doing? So is the Dutch Mob was out there, yeah?
Yeah, Dutch Mob was out there. Basically, Dutch Mob consists of me and Mr. Fire. And we basically got this project coming called the Passport EP. Which is we finished in New York. We recorded the last two tracks in Fred One's studio in the Bronx. Which had some crazy heads in there. Shouts to Life Long for starters as well, Life Liggy Long for hooking us up and putting us on out there.
Ah, Liggy Long, yeah.
Yeah, you know Liggy Long, right? Yeah, it's my peoples, man. Nice. Seriously, yeah. Matt Mercer and all of them lot. Cocoon Movement. But yeah, we got busy. We did a show in Spanish Harlem, The Art of Lyrics.
Oh yeah. I saw that looked like a good crowd as well. Like people really, I mean, obviously the name of it is called The Art of Lyrics, so people are really listening though. It's not like you can't get away mumbling out there then.
You've got to come correct on the stage. Yeah, because everyone comes correct out there, right?
But I was just shocked at how well they took to us. They were cool, man. Like I was nervous before we went on.
Yeah, because you're in the Mecca.
Like literally, you can't mess up. But I mean, we did our thing. But people were real nice, real good. Like,
so everyone's down for it out there, man. If you know what I mean, if you're holding it down and this time was our second time, so people are more inclined to fuck with us, do you know what I mean? Because we went there the first time and it's like showing that we're there. It's like, alright, cool, but you come back the second time, people are alright, they're serious about this.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They're really
trying to make the connections
I'm curious though, how I keep meaning to speak to some New Yorkers about that, but how different, you know, because obviously there's a lot of grime artists who are starting to blow in the States in it, so it's like how that's maybe changed the tone of well, you know,
they play Dizzy Rascal quite a lot out there now.
Yes, it ends up going into the default Dizzy territory,
and I think that it's going to get
that's been a while now.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
That's like since 2005 or something. Yeah, playing Dizzy and
I think there's a lot more of it out there
being funny. I'm too.
That's why it is funny. Yeah. No, because this is just like that's a testimony. That's as deep as you've been digging in the last 10 years.
It's like, I like hip hop from UK, man. You know, Dizzy Rascal, everything.
The streets,
exactly.
Yeah, you'll be lucky now, TV. It'll be like Dizzy Rascal, and you know, a bunch of other niggas. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. you know, Slick Rick.
Yeah.
So no, but that's cool to hear that.
So the accent thing, how did you, you know, like with the UK accent, were people like, yo, your accent is fresh, yo.
Yeah, I love your accent, dude. Well, girls like the accent.
I was gonna say, yeah, you know, the ladies accent, like, oh my god, just keep talking to me.
Yeah. They just like us out there. They seem to get a lot of love out there. We just seem to get a lot of love out there. Do you know what I mean? It was.
No, it didn't really.
No. We were too busy. Like, you know what I mean? There's too much work going in. It was just like.
On this thing.
Every day we woke up and we were staying in a venue as well. Oh, we were staying in an Airbnb. It was above.
In a venue.
Yeah. But we're talking about like a grotty.
Yeah.
It was advertised for three people. Yeah, it was one bed.
One bed
with like dirty sheets on it. Nice. We had to sleep on the floor, on the sofas, and the sofas were like right next. Like you look down from this like mezzanine onto the stage.
That sounds like
it doesn't even sound legal.
It wasn't legal.
Yeah, that sounds like you got it from Scare B&B. I don't know about Airbnb.
Definitely the English accent wasn't helping you bring girls back to that apartment.
Yeah, yeah, that's gonna be a hard one to bring anyone back to. Man. Even
it was hard for me to bring myself back there.
Yeah, you might be lucky to be able to pay a cleaner to come there from the sounds of that shit. Rats will be like, nah, you're good.
And that's New York rats.
Over here with these nuclear powered apples that I see.
I'd rather take my chances over there. And Jesus. So you guys just came back from there or?
Yeah, literally just got back.
Yeah.
Did a show on Gorilla Grooves Radio as well. With Rhinoceros Funk and Fred Ones and Lifelong.
You did a little touring out there, boys.
Yeah, man, we got busy. We were like linked up with a lot of people out there as well, and there's big movements coming with Lifelong and me and Mr. Fire. We're putting something together. I don't want to talk too much about it now.
You can't come up here and not give up.
Something. I'll give you something exclusive. Yeah, put it this way, we're making something that's going to connect the UK and New York, especially New York, maybe in the future a little bit further afield, but what we're doing right now is setting something up that's going to connect the two cities. So it's like,
the Kumbaya effect.
Sarah loves this shit.
You love the Kumbaya effect, right? Yeah, that's what we're on. So we're going to try and get.
But I'm just saying it's going to be gutter Kumbaya.
I'm serious, yeah. No joke.
I'm involved then, you know what I mean? I'll shed a thug tear for that one there, bro. Right, so okay, so you can't speak on more. This is something that you're planning. Hopefully, you will hear more about it.
Yeah, I mean, you will hear more about it very soon. And we've got to keep it until we've got certain things like a website and blah blah. But I don't even want to say what the name is.
You got to start with the Instagram. If we ain't got no Instagram followers, there ain't no point in talking.
Do you know
about
what I mean, fam?
At
least 100 likes.
Yeah, still before you're even established as a limited. You know what I mean? Like this is road size here. Until you've got at least 100 likes. You gotta have above 89 followers on Twitter.
89, fam. You gotta get more than that. You gotta be at least 90.
Swear down. But if man's getting twice the times of retweets, then that kind of counteracts the whole.
Still.
Then we are a limited company, so man is like official. You get me? Man will get the t-shirts done and everything. Anyway, but so who's got you production wise? Who's on the EP?
We've got a lot of production from Ill Informed, who is smashing it right now. We've got Bad Habits as well, just really Ill Informed and Bad Habits.
We got Don Piper.
Don
track
Piper
with him out in New York. We've got some guest features from the States as well.
You ain't gonna let off no excuses on who that is.
Well, Lifelong's on it.
Ah, nice.
So Lifelong's on it.
King Ra.
So how many tracks on this EP? Does this sound
like an EP? It's kind of a long playing EP.
Turn that E into an L at some point.
Maybe. Not with this. Because it's like, I like an album to be 15 plus tracks. Damn. I reckon an album's got to be 15 plus tracks. You're talking 10 tracks, that's an EP. An LP is 15.
Serious? Crazy. So let me ask, this is weird, because I was speaking to someone about this a couple of weeks ago, and they were talking, because I was like, what do you class as when an EP is too short, how short? You know, they were like, a single.
I thought it could be like three tracks or whatever, an EP.
Well, back in the olden days, that was a single.
My album was only 10 tracks long, and I put it down as an LP, so I feel,
It's a weird one, man.
I think that's acceptable.
Do you
I
look at
it was as well?
So you look at it.
Am I the odd one out here?
Yes.
How do you look at it? Do you look at it as the amount of tracks? Because you said 15 tracks, or is it the length of time? So when you're sitting down listening to an album...
See, this is the road science that we need to vault
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's break it down scientifically. Road science.
The road science. If,
all right, 15 tracks, yeah? So as long as you're seeing it flipping through 15 tracks. But does it matter how long those tracks are? So if the album's like 45 minutes, are you satisfied with that?
Yeah.
If the album's 40 minutes...
Yeah, still 15 tracks. So long as it's structured like... I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. But I feel like it's got to have like a certain... like a journey you take with an album. Do you know what I'm saying? Mm. 15 tracks, you can do that.
Yeah,
with 10 tracks, you can take a journey with it, but you don't get as in-depth with it.
You can have skits on it. Do you know what I mean? Illmatic was nine tracks.
Fuck, I take it back then. All right, forget everything I said. Let's just run with Lick.
You have to look at how long that album was. I want to find that out.
It's a double album.
It's a double album. That's an exceptional album.
That's the next album, so it doesn't count.
15 tracks.
It doesn't count.
Nas gets away with it. Fuck it. If it's all classics like that, then, do you know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong.
Interesting, though. So this EP is a 9-10 track EP.
I think it's going to be 8-10 tracks, depending on. We've still got to get a few collaborations sorted out. Mm. We've got loads of beats for it, so I mean, at the moment, I think we're up to 6 that are completed, and we're just going to get all the wabs back from the Bronx. Mm. But I mean, you know, if it's rolling nice, it could go more. When have you planned to just fuck everything out of the world?
EP, how about that, bitches? 20 tracks on a single, how about that? Fuck your game.
But that's all going to be this year, right?
Yeah, that's going to come out at the end of November, start of December.
So you'll make sure you send us that music. Where are you? Yeah. Where do you hail from?
Originally from Southwest Wales, and then 16 I moved to Birmingham till I was like 18 and a half, and then I moved to Bristol straight from Birmingham. So.
Mm. Wow, you just raked in a whole load of accents on your way as well.
My dad's from Manchester.
When he said Birmingham, he sounded like Birmingham.
It's weird, man. And if I speak to my nan on the phone, I get all Welsh and but it's weird. And my mum's boyfriend was from Southend, so he's like, what, boy?
Oh, Jesus.
I got a load of different accents in my voice.
How did you find the Americans understanding you guys?
When I went to New Jersey, they were like, can you say scones and jam and stuff? And I was like, mate, come on.
Show some respect. They were
thinking that we were going to come out with all this cricket talk or whatever. Yeah. And it was just we're actually on this thing. So
jelly deals.
We speak quite fast.
Well, cockles in Wales.
Cockles in Wales. Sorry, I don't mean to disrespect. Get all territorial,
but I want to play something from Dutch Mob, you guys who are our guests right now. This track, Lift Music, is that possibly on this album / EP?
This is definitely, and this is an exclusive, really.
This is the first
played in Britain. I played it once in New Jersey, but this is the British.
It got played. Premier. Did it get played on Gorilla Grooves as well? Did they put it on that?
We don't care about Gorilla
might mess up magic because that's on the internet. That ain't really exclusive right there, so we ain't even gonna go to that.
It's not.
But it sounded good.
It's the first time you hear it with English accents anyway.
Sounds provocative.
So Lift Music, and this is produced by
Bad Habits.
So you're tuning into FUBAR. We're gonna get into our open mic in a little while. We've got a few more MCs to come through and say hi to, but first let's play you something from our first guest, Dutch Mob. This track is Lift Music.
They on that syrup sipping, moving, loosing, duvet food. My head swinging, jaw spinning like a Rubik's Cube.
Spit rouge, grit tooth, chewing through my two lips view. I'm dabbing acid till I'm passive and the room shifts view.
I got the walls breathing, juicy eyes, so why did you? The stage is set with amaretto tasting tulips huge.
See music move, flute, you got new chicks, roof. Like the exorcist, the X is bliss, like true say true.
Yeah, true say you, swigging on that two-day crew. They catch your feels and then they're boating like the USA shoes.
The crew stays blue.
bruised and airy like a 2-day cruise. We're sniffing snoot in the loo like Mr. Blue Suede Shoes.
To get that mooncake chew, my boo's in two straight tools. We suit the set and move the heads of blessed liquor and then that's stew.
Come up few days due now, like screws ain't loose. I drop a few transformers for my new wave crew.
This ain't lift music, it's drug music. Lift you up music, lift the spit bars and dark music. Happy fuck you music, nasty screw blues music. Straight from the heart, it's true music. This ain't lift music, it's drug music. Lift you up music, lift the spit bars and dark music. Happy fuck you music, nasty screw blues music. Straight from the heart, it's true music.
Hit the strip and get the bottles in, no bar staff near. While you sit up in the croft and sipping craft art beer.
We bring the dark art here, on that car park spit. On that con like shit, spitting in our time for real.
Until it's our time to build a huge line of China chill. It's past time to pass the time, find the grinder bill.
Yo, we're still ill with new heights and skylines to fill. With the smoke clouds and dive bars and nights that we kill, yeah.
Vice is licensed to still find the time for the thrill. Rhyming high on some life wrong, but time's gonna heal shit.
Sipping lime, mum till seasick. Life up for peace with the pipe that I'm filling with the nice type of green shit.
Wise guy to cheap sniff, nah. Still I never roll the dice with the ice like an Egypt. I seek piff.
I need sticky weed, split till eyes wide and seen it. But bother if you see them lights and hide from the police.
It's great lift music, it's drug music. Lift you up music, lift the spit bars and dark music. Happy fuck you music, nasty screw blues music. Straight from the heart, it's true music. It's a lift music, it's drug music. Lift you up music, lift the spit bars and dark music. Happy fuck you music, nasty screw blues music. Straight from the heart, it's true music.
Yeah.
It's all good. Cool. Dutch Mob. That track was Lift Music. It was a, I wanted to say world premiere, but it's not.
Yeah, it was kind of a world premiere. In the FUBAR world, it was a fucking premiere, so just leave it as that. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. And we're joined by Dutch Mob right now, Rezwan and Mr. Fire.
What's good, people?
And you're going to be hanging around to rap for us too, aren't you?
Yeah, definitely.
But what are like the links and everything that people should have if they want to track you down, hear more music, all that stuff?
Right now, if you go onto Facebook, we've got Dutch Mob on Facebook. We've got an account going. At the moment, it's like all our social media is kind of on the come up. But if you want to follow us separately, you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Rez_Oner. That's Rez_Oner. Check out Dutch Mob. I mean, Google us. You know what I mean? If you Google us, it'll come
up. At Dutch Mob Official is our Facebook, and then you've got links to our Bandcamp, and there's a free download for One Take, which is our first release. So yeah.
Yeah. Produced by Ellenform.
How did you two link up?
Mate, we've been friends for a long time. Like, I used to be in a crew called Say Fire.
Was this in Birmingham?
Nah,
Bristol,
this was in Bristol.
South
this
Wales. Is
in so Wales. Nah, they, yeah. Okay. So Say Fire was around from like 2004 to 2009. Mm. And at the time, these lot were younger than us. So like,
the other shits coming to their shows.
that's how we met. Basically, it's quite a small community in Bristol. So like, they were like a generation below me, like 5 years below me. And then we just carried on making music, man. And yeah.
But it's interesting you raise that point, being little shits turning up at hip hop shows. Like, we have an investigation each week, and this week, what Mice was asking us about.
Yeah, how do you unspoil a spoiled brat?
Give him a schmack.
Yeah, a good clip on the ear, mate.
Yeah, clip around the ear.
Fucking, I don't know, don't spoil them in the first place.
Yeah, but they're already spoiled.
If they're already spoiled, take their shit away from them.
Do you reckon that works?
Yeah.
They ain't gonna make the
they might do that. Yeah, they'll do that for a bit, and then once they're worn out, they'll shut up and they'll realise that you're the person that's putting food on their plate, and they've got to listen to what you say.
Are you?
That's
a
what
father?
Someone.
I'm not.
Someone,
like,
but in theory, this is how it works. No, that sounded very convincing.
I hope so.
Yeah.
Train them from a young age.
Ideally, yeah.
Shout out to Mark Anthony Brown. He said that. He said, "Take them to the ends and leave them there." Do you know what I mean? Feed them to the wolves. Hey, that kind of works.
That kind of works.
Yeah, like in a roadside kind of way. Yeah. If you're gonna deal with a kid in that, like, yeah, okay, let me take you down to where I grew up, put you on the
tell
front
me how
line,
you get on, yeah.
Yeah, and see how long you can stop yourself from shitting your pants for.
Yeah,
you know, remind you how much you love your mummy.
You'll
and
be
daddy.
Clinching. Yeah. I guarantee you, all the change in your pockets, you'll be clinching really tight because you don't want that shit to jingle in case mother lovers are like, yeah, they got some change on there. Let me get some of that shit. I guarantee you that. Guarantee you, you'll more than likely want to just take your shoes off and walk around barefoot because they know I'm going to take your barefoot. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. That's like
make them go to the hood in all their brand new shit, their brand new Jordans, fucking Adidas man bag or Gucci man bag, whatever it is the fuck they walk around in these
send
days.
Send them to the hood.
You know what I mean? Stone Island jacket.
Which that does also kind of fit in with the one that I have heard of happening a lot, which is sending them back to Africa.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to live with your grandmother.
Yeah, my sister got that treatment, boy. She got sent back down. She,
I tell you what.
She got caught. She was 2.5 years old. She got caught shoplifting in Asda. Mum was like, fuck that shit. We're sending your light skin ass home. She went to Ghana for like 2-3 years, came back black as a mother lover. I thought it was a boy. I was like, right, that ain't my sister no more. Shaved head, black as fuck. Bleak. Yeah, I think it must have helped her a little bit, but I don't know because she's still a bit of a brat.
Yeah, it's my mate in school, you know, one of my friends in school. Yeah, he got his mum and dad, and this is like, oh, this is a while back, but his mum and dad promised him that if he went on holiday with them to America, they'd buy him a moped. And this is some spoiled brat shit, right? This is someone I know. Yeah, I buy him a moped. They took him to America and left him there.
Wow.
Took him to America to a brat camp and left him there.
That Charlie Brat camp.
Shout outs to you, brother.
Sorry, wow, how old is this person now?
He's my age, so he must be 26 now.
So is he a normal functioning person?
I didn't see him. He got taken out of school. That was it. Boom. I never saw him again.
The worst thing about brat camp is that it's usually a brat that is dealing with you as well, isn't it? Like the higher up dude, quite a brat anyway.
They've got issues.
Yeah, yeah, they got proper issues.
No,
daddy,
that
mummy
brat camp
issues.
Business, I ain't co-signing that. Nah. Like, that's just bad parenting, man. Send your kid to a brat camp, that's deep.
He had a girlfriend and shit. Do you know what I mean? He had a relationship.
Oh, that's your main concern camp. Is
well,
he
I
had
felt
a girlfriend
bad for him, like, isn't it?
His little 12-year-old love. He didn't get to see her again. But, you know, it doesn't matter. So you don't even know if he's alive?
Nah, he's alive.
Okay. Did it sort him out, do you reckon, then?
Probably not.
No, I doubt it.
There you go.
But hit us up in the studio.
Trying to get you, Sarah.
hiphop@foodbarradio.com. Send us your emails. We're going to be getting into our open mic very soon, and we have a handful more MCs to chat to as well. There's a bunch of gigs happening this week too. Digger's Dozen, have you ever heard of that party, Digger's Dozen?
That's for vinyl heads, no?
Yeah, it's like these deep record collectors. That's happening at Ace Hotel on Tuesday. That's the 25th. But yeah, it's like got to be all vinyl, and you get to pick a dozen records each collector.
Man can't bring no mini disc player.
Man can't bring your mini disc through, no. Right. I can't even remember the last time I saw a mini disc.
I've got some in the boot of my car.
Really? Is that your mate? That's what you're
trying to shot them shits,
or saving them for when they're worth money.
Hey, I've got some black mini discs. Anyone want to buy
mini discs, anyone? Yeah. And 28th this Friday at Jazz Cafe, it's the Gangstar Foundation show. That's going to be Afro Ra, Big Shook and Jay with the Damager.
Wow,
they're coming through. Yeah, are you in town Friday, Mice?
Yeah, I am. I've got a couple of weeks off. I'm here, man.
Okay.
I'm down.
Jazz Put me on guest okay. list. Yeah, like, we'll make it happen.
I hardly ever get to be on the guest list. This is famous ass shit. Say hello. Love.
It's because you're off doing famous ass shit yourself, your own famous ass shit.
Yeah, I'm up for this.
And then on Friday as well is Living Proof. That's happening at Village Underground. So, you know, go out and get involved with some of the live shows that are happening. But keep it locked right here with us at Food Bar Radio. We're taking care of you till 6. Coming up next is the open mic. But now let's play some bills. That's the time.
Jesus. Food Bar Radio presents
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
Nick Nevin, welcome to the studio.
Hey, how's it going? Young Guns 2 is the only film I've ever cried in. I'm not talking about a little tear. I haven't cried that much since Jamie Mitchell died in EastEnders, yeah, on Christmas Eve, yeah. And Sonia was in the hospital and
Silent Night
was all playing. Yeah. And I was just like, Jamie! Jamie,
no! No, not you, Jamie.
I haven't cried that much since then.
Oh, I fancied Jamie too.
Oh, he was a good-looking boy. Good-looking boy. What happened to him?
I know.
Bring Jamie and Emilio back and we'll make a bloody movie.
Hashtag Twitter that right now.
Every Friday.
Back Row and Chill with Noel Clark and Johanna James.
From 4 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah, that's me.
That's me.
I get rowdy on the mic. They don't build them like me. I'm like Gaudi on the mic. Architect, visionary with foresight. Before Christ, the future is a sight for sore eyes. While the globe rotates on its axis, the rich hide wealth and still lie about the taxes. Still practice corrupt tactics. Still factories shut down for these factors.
Recommences when I have you like Shaftesbury. Dodgy handshakes and they're dabbing like the dancers. Ask questions, they ain't coming with any answers. They give us no choice and got rid of Jenny Francis. That's me, I spit the truth like I've got a list. The greatest trick was convincing you they do not exist. We live amongst cops and monsters who hunts the hunters. And terrorism is government-sponsored facts. We got evidence on the president's changes coming. I'm setting precedence from intelligent raps. This is that medicine like Benadryl. If you got the light but ain't shedding it, then you're negative.
Is that you? Black twang, is that you? Is that you?
Are you?
No, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
Tell him,
Black twang, is that you? Is that you?
What?
No, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
Who that?
Black twang, is that you? Is that you?
That's
me. No, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
South Philly.
Black twang, is that you? Is that you? No, South Philly, just
I got a plane, is that you? Philly spit lyrics and slaps you. Son and producer leaving you as stiff as a statue. I catch you, do my best to more than just match you. Spit the sickest delivery, I rap and dispatch you. I'm mad blessed, be the only rapper that stands left. And stamp on heads just like I'm Trevor from Grand Theft. I gate crash your party with bad guests. I came to spit bars, you better bank on it like Nat West. Shinobi, the shot clock killer just like I'm Kobe. So Flash should be in need of a dopey to even know me. Listen homie, it's more than just your average rap. Me and the man Black Twang have lost a savage attack. Hey yo, I'm old school. I compare to gazelle, preparing for hell. Wizards to be scared of my spells, I'm spellbinding. Spitting all these lines that are blinding. I dazzle all the masses when I shine like a diamond. This is Simon, born back in 74. I'm ready for war, from when I come and step in the door. The rap Rambo, here to break it down like a Kango. Rocking the bells like I'm Cool J in the Kango. I rock chains just like I'm Django. Fist in the air, I come and spit rap blacker than Sambo. That's true, I get in your skin like a tattoo. Philly and Black Twang, got him saying, is that you? Is that you? Black Twang, is that you? Is that you? Are you?
No, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
Tell him,
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
What?
No, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
Who that?
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you?
That's
no, South Philly, is that you? Is that you?
South Philly.
Black Twang, is that you? Is that you? No, South Philly, just want you.
What's up, y'all? Britain's own Slick Rick here, and you're listening to The Hip Hop Show with DJ Sarah Love and Mize Digi on FUBAR Radio.
Listen, Mize, beggars can't be choosers, all right?
I'm grateful.
Was in the right place.
Yeah, the heart was in the right place, but this, unfortunately, the pronunciation was not. It's still the right honourable, great Slick Rick, so I ain't even going to complain about it. I'll just make a face like I did just then. People on air don't know what the fuck I'm thinking in my head. Do you know what I mean? Anyway, we are joined by some young, fresh artists right here.
But first, that last track was Cy Philly featuring Black Twang. The video is coming out for that very soon, and it's produced by Richie Spitz. I was feeling that very much. But sorry, as you were. It's FUBAR Radio, and we're joined by three more MCs in the building. Welcome, guys.
We got Scatter, Chronic, Rims, what's going on?
What's going on, man?
Make sure when you're talking, you go nice and close to the mic so we can hear you.
Scatter,
nice
first
and
of all. So,
yeah, man.
Where are you hailing from, bro?
Coventry.
West Midlands.
Yay. Nice.
Come on.
In the building.
Yes, man. How long you been rhyming?
8 years.
Yeah.
4 years, seriously.
4 years seriously. Yeah, I know what you mean by that as well. Because sometimes
I had to get to a certain level before I started pushing it out there properly to the world. You get
there's
me?
A point where you're like, okay, now I think people are taking me seriously, so now I can. But at first, you're like, but then when you start getting the right feedback, it's like, okay, you know what I mean? I'm going to stop shotting. I'm going to tell mom that.
Stop letting him out there like
Sorry,
Scatter, I know you're a good boy.
I tried to be.
Do you mind me asking you how old you are?
I'm 21.
Oh, bless you. But no, when
not too young for Sarah. No,
you're legal. You're legal.
Jeez.
No. But what
That's so funny, man. When a woman says you're legal, it's like, God damn, man, things have changed. This is definitely millennium.
How to debratify a brat. No, and so you're, how did you get introduced to, my track just went off there. No, how did you get introduced to hip-hop then?
Basically, I listened to hip-hop from a very young age.
Like, what were you listening to?
I was listening to Eminem, can't lie. Like, my mum bought me Eminem CD. I put it on. I wanted to be like that. You know, like, as I grew up, like, I just literally, I was inspired by hip-hop and grime as well, so.
What was your favourite Eminem album?
Do you know what? Marshall Mathers, man. Like, that's for me, man. I just love that. Like,
you got there just in time. You know, like, that's how you can tell when someone says, yeah, I'm an Eminem fan. And you're like, okay, which side of Eminem were you feeling? I think the Marshall Mathers point was where people heads that like loved, you know, Eminem for what he was, not Slim Shady, all that shit before, then they started going, right, hold on a minute, he just rhymed this thing that doesn't even rhyme with that thing, and his voice started changing, and it was around Marshall Mathers time where he started changing, innit?
I think when he stopped having Dre making his beats as well, like after that, and when he went in, like,
yeah, he took a bit of soul out of there.
You mean Dido? She's to blame for everything, isn't she? Who wants to listen to her voice?
Yeah,
Jesus Christ, man, that was like torture.
But that was a good track, though. That was the thing about that track. Yeah, it was a very good track. Okay. Even my mum, come on, man. Full time, my mum's like, oh, this title. Why don't you rap like this? I'm like, bro. I had to say bro to her. That's how I disrespect bro.
Who do you like better than Dido or Adele? I know you're an Adele fan too.
Yeah, Adele cheese.
Is that a question?
Adele,
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know, you start like, you like the tune when you're trying to sing both parts of it as well. Like, right, I don't know what you're saying, but I was just trying to sing both their parts.
And you're feeling it.
Yeah.
All you
somehow
know is you're feeling it.
But
I don't even know what you're talking about.
Chronic. So are you from Leicester as well?
No, I'm from Coventry, man. Same place.
Sorry, I said Leicester.
Yo, yeah,
I'm
from Leicester. Coventry.
Yeah.
Scout looks vexed. He was like, side-eyed mice.
Yeah, my bad, man. It's all up north to me, you know what I mean? Luton is up north.
It's all outside the north.
Yeah, Luton is up north. That's how fucked up my geography is. Wait, so Coventry, let's get this right. Coventry, yeah?
Yeah, man.
What, are you two been rhyming together for a while or what?
Yeah, I brought him into the game, you get me?
You brought him into the game?
Literally.
Wow.
Give me my name as well, innit?
So, yeah. Oh, did you?
Yeah, man. My brother right there.
7 years
what,
ago.
Why, because he had the chronic?
Do you know what? Because the actual meaning of chronic is severe, so, like, obviously, but, yeah.
You went to the Oxford English Dictionary rather than the hip-hop dictionary.
You've been doing a bit of reading out there. I like the sound of that. So, what, you were rhyming first then?
Yeah.
Scatter first, and then Chronic came along. So, what were you, was Eminem, you borrowed him the Eminem Marshall Mathers LP or what? How did that,
how did you
get into rhyming?
I used to go to a local studio, and I used to get given studio time every week. Mm. And it was like, I could go on my own, but my friends all wanted to get involved in the music, so I took them along with me and just showed them the path, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of people out there that they don't like to help people, they like to keep stuff like behind like a closed door, you know what I mean? But you see me, bro, I like to help people in my city, you know what I mean, man?
That's good to hear, man.
You gotta help the city get out there, you know what I mean, man?
Respect for my brother.
I like that. Yes. Yeah, you're gonna make us shed a tear on this guy. Be careful right now.
Yeah, I'll just keep it real, you get me?
Expensive ass computer, she ain't gonna dripping tears all over that shit. I still keep clapping right here. Yo. That's good to hear, man. So we're going to hear you two bless the mic later on in a little while. And we're also joined by Rims.
Yo, what's going on, man?
Yes, man.
What's
good to see you, bro. I worked with this guy, like, was it a year or 2 years ago?
2014, man.
Yeah, with Amy Winehouse. Amy True.
Yeah.
And, this guy, he's a prolific. He's one of them dudes, like, because we had to do a few songs with the Hospital Club. And he was one of them guys, the rhymes were just coming like that, you know. He's like one of the first guys that have a verse finish. How you been, man?
I've been good, man. Just trying to keep my head screwed on, man.
Yeah, I see, man. You're still busy putting stuff together.
I'm trying, man.
Good to hear, man. Have you any material coming out soon or what?
Few things on Global Faction, few videos been dropping. I got an animation video coming maybe next month. So
is it?
Look out for that one.
Animated
man.
Video.
Yeah, man.
So what, is this for a release, like a project, or is it just a single?
Yeah, my first EP is going to be dropping in 2 months, regular dude.
Mm.
So I thought, let me just drop the little visual and then let the EP come
and
out.
And how you finding it? Like, since we, because I remember you were just getting into it and learning the bits and bobs. What have you found out since, in terms of the industrial way people deal with things, like, how you finding it?
It can be disheartening at times.
You can swear
I'll say
on
that.
Here, by the way. So you don't even have to hold back like that. Like, you know,
it can be disheartening sometimes, man, because, like, it's like the age group I'm with, the kind of music we make, the kind of music my friends are into, they're not into what I make. I kind of make that old school, if you'd say, innit?
Air quote, that's the fuck
yeah,
out of
the
that
grime,
shit.
The grime's winning right now, so.
Yeah, but this is what I find funny. It's old school, air quote, until, like, Action Bronson or Joey Badass
that's
someone
facts.
Does it,
see,
innit?
I don't understand that.
Yeah,
I
it's kind of funny,
that.
Right?
See, you know what? Let me not even, because I like those guys, so let me not even.
Oh, no, I'm not saying that they're shit. I'm just saying that they're making the same thing that that you guys would be making or I'd be making, but it seems like when we're making it, certain people would look at that as old school compared to when Even when Ghostface drops something new or Nas drops, oh, hip hop's back, yo. And it's like, it's always been there.
Been doing this.
It's kind of weird, isn't it, right?
Man, I wish I had the answers, but I really don't. I really don't. So I guess I'm going to just keep my head on and stay with it and see what happens.
Deal with this open mic, right? Yeah, man. That's what that sounds like. Whose production is it today they're going to be running?
This week is Ill Scrap.
Ill Scrap.
Do you know about Ill Scrap?
Yeah, okay. Well, we're going to find out.
Yeah.
That's what I know.
But before we get into the open mic, we're going to play another track. We've got five MCs, so we need to make sure we've got enough time to fit you all in and get our camera crew hooked up and all that good stuff. But you're tuned into Foodbar Radio. Hit us up, hiphop@foodbarradio.com. That's also the email to use if you want to take part in the open mic, or if you're a producer and you want to send beats through as well.
Yes.
We would love to hear from you guys. But don't move a muscle. But first, before we get into this open mic, I'm going to play you something brand new from Alicia Heeb Muhammad and Adrian Young. This is part of the Luke Cage soundtrack.
Luke Cage, bro.
Yo, Sway, man, I can't even describe it, man. The situation was crazy, bro. If I was a gorilla, I would say it was bananas, B. But well, the man just took over the whole situation, God. Listen, man, it is what it is. Can't understand a man if you ain't live what he live. Coaches in the crib ain't got no food up in the fridge. Plus the crime running rampant and it's screwing up the kids. Sway at man, what kind of paradise is this? I just want my 40 acres and some cash on the wrist. But these snakes is trying to gather in the pit. Where you get the cotton now, plucking ashes off the clip. Off the rip, now a challenger exists. Any bulletproof shoot, what kind of caliber is this? Got thugs in the store with the barrel on your lips. Saying nifty out the jaw before you pound you with the grip. Lord, who the call when no one obeys the law? And there ain't no Iron Man that can come and save us all. Power to the people and Luke Cage the cause. And the cops got it wrong, we don't think Cage involved. Look, dawg, a hero never had one. Already took Malcolm and Martin, this is the last one. I beg your pardon, somebody pulling a fast one. Now we got a hero for hire and he a black one. And bullet hole hoodies is the fashion. We in Harlem's paradise, delicate done. That I'm about to trade the mic for a madam. Give up my life for Trayvon to have one. Yeah, cause this is bulletproof love. And you already know what a bulletproof does. So you can take it from a bulletproof thug. The hood got his back, dawg, bulletproof love. The blood thicker than mud. And who am I to judge if you get a gun in the club? Cause you already know what a bulletproof does. When the hood got your back, dog, bulletproof loves. Yeah, shout out to Pop, R.I.P. my brother. The streets is crazy nowadays. People say we don't need another hero, but now we got one. Whether you like it or not, Luke Cage, please believe it, sir. The streets got your back. You already bulletproof love, baby.
What's up, y'all? Britain's own Slick Rick here. Sorry. And you're listening to The Hip Hop Show with DJ Sarah Love and Myles Digi on Foodbar Radio.
Yeah, I mean, you got people laughing at that shit.
I'm still so happy about that. You don't understand, Slick Rick is literally one of my earliest memories in life.
I appreciate that, but I'm just saying that. You know, at least make that. Because Digi would be 1G. I'm just putting it out there. I'm not saying that he's not, you know, like the most.
He's not an OG or one
MC or anything like that. But I just say that it's 2 G's there, so it's
no J's.
Yeah,
well, he'll be in London at the end of November, so you can address it with him in person.
About that. Yeah, hopefully we
take
can
the eye patch
eye
off. But yeah, that last track, "Bulletproof Love," that features Method Man, is produced by Adrian Young and Alicia Heeb Muhammad, and it's all part of that next Netflix series Luke Cage, which all you guys
Banging.
Are excited about, and
Banging
yeah,
next
whole
week's next week's next
no? spit it
Netflix
out
Netflix series
Brexit no and they'll there's a whole bunch
Work
of like don't be more
yeah.
Netflix Brexit
anyway
so yeah, go check it out if you haven't heard any of the other songs that are on there. You're tuning into Foodbar Radio with myself Sarah Love
and myself Myles Digi, aka the voice of Chocolate Velvet Cake. We are joined by Scatter, Rez One, Chronic, Mr. Fire and Rims. We got a beat by Ill Scrap and we're about to go in on this open mic. That's right, you can get the cameras rolling. You mother lovers out there locked in, we've always got these treats for you, man. Shout out to Ill Scrap for the beat. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Foodbar Radio Hip Hop Show open mic where we give you exactly what you need. Man, like Scatter.
Yeah.
Yo.
You about to set it off for us, yeah?
Yes. Yo, big Ill Scrap, this is a fire beat, you know. Yo.
Check. Yo, big everyone, big up my brother Quest B, repping in Oklahoma.
Everyone here, all right, yeah?
Yo.
Yeah, beat up.
Yeah. Yo, check. I went to hell and back. God, he was the witness. The blueprints and pieces, they got me here persistent. Look at my position though, I was so consistent. A few years back though, I was non-existent. I was still out here trying to build existence so I could get signed and have my own assistance. Why? Cause I rap though, they labeled me the victim. It's not about risking your freedom to go to prison, all because you couldn't make one simple decision. I'm the most wanted rapper here, but I'm not even missing. I'll get you walking on ice if I wanna see you slipping. Something out of nothing, that's from rags to the riches. Yeah, I told you I'm the illest, rolling with some killers. Them killers that make figures, I figure shit out different. Like, it's time to grind, it's time to shine. Scatter's on fire, I don't need to take your light. Like,
jeez.
Scatter.
Res one, Dutch mob split profits. Yeah, shouts to the mucky goons, click a cool movement. Yeah, I sit with nothing but my hunger, pains and sinister thoughts. And sometimes I wish I was more like the kid at my school, cause now it seems that life is kinda like a kick in the jaw. You ain't eating right, not even knives, kitchen or fork. Could fix up a course, so fix up and walk forth from the fuckery. Voiced on like Muttley, more drawn to the duchy than puff the magic. The dragon's chasing me back with a broadsword and a bucky. No short pause on abruptly. Take a minute to regain my status in it. Eat waste, plagiarist mimics. Please lay the plate, I'm finished. Cheapskates like mates who quit it, selling on their blades to chip in. Something for the smoke break, the vault days to haze my vision. Cause I've seen a lot and change is given. When you're living where each day is different, and switching to darker ways and isms. Made in Britain, but a product of the universe, and life is what you make of it. Maybe this'll get through my verse.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. Take a minute and listen. I'll paint a picture with my words so you can vision my vision. To TS on an A game, killing and killing. We got them groupies in America, swimming and women. So fuck a hater hating. We're here to make a statement. TS be the best, we're gonna make it blatant. Like Chaos said, we're making dreams become realities. And that's true, cause we ain't ever chasing pavements. So I've been on this shit for so long, I feel ancient. 6 years of work, still I never had a payment. So when I sign, don't be calling me a mason. Success can be real if you use a bit of patience. Yeah, the vision I vision, I created a dream. Some people wish that I didn't. Hating on the fact they ain't writ what I've written. Can't spit what I'm spitting. Underrated, they won't give me the listen. Like.
Yeah, 1, 2,
Chronic.
It's the fire we say.
Mr. Fire, Dutch mob, shout to save fire, split profits. Yeah. So fuck a fake coffee, hate Bobby. Straight case to freight lorry. Ain't sorry, bait worry. Fret got the ace from me. Obviously, we be cut roughly. Made out of nothing and lace with not fuckery. This be the observatory to the purgatory. Life stuck till nowhere. No care concerning me. Burningly, virginly, murmuring on what I flint to speak. Scream it out till the world to sleep. Wake up now. Look what you created. The finest sculpture of ugliness encapsulated. You put your face on basic and then you tried to change it. The wind switched up and left you with what you hated. Contrast is essence, this is lesson living. I sling the definition inside of the metaphysic. So while I let it slip and falling in the repetition, we're getting higher, yeah, just to get a better vision.
Look, I do this every day, regardless of the pay. It's kinda ironic cause the end goal is to get paid. To how I do this every day, without receiving pay. Burn to earn, I don't earn, so I don't burn. See man, I'm stuck in the middle, with no space to wriggle. With limited options, I can't even smile or giggle. Look, I do this every day, real, no bluffing. I'ma do this till I'm 30 something. Yo ladies, I write lyrics and I spit them. I ain't in the making of or talking about children. Cause right now, right now I need to get my life in order. So don't holler at me, look how cool ya. I ain't disrespecting, but don't expect much. The bank account right now ain't saying much. So if we ever get into a little something, there's a possibility I might be in the bank gunning.
Rims, shatter rims, yo, we say Sky, you back?
Yo, I'm back again, yo, check it. Yo, this is new, listen, yo, check, check. Yo, stop talking about the trap if you don't even trap. Cause that life there, it slowly becomes a trap. When there's only cold water coming out from these hot taps. No electric in your house, you couldn't cook without the gas. Doing a lot of shit for people gets you stabbed in the back. Your back gets stabbed, so you have to stab them back. I say F what I hate, I said I learned to rise above it. Writing and recording, always getting stocking, always balling out. No, you won't see me with a budget, Mr. SK. My ill flows, always in discussion. This bud started off doing videos with Brian, cause we're hot on the top, like the face of a lion. We had to jump at the spot, cause we hungry like lions. The raw meat got me, plus I work for the Allens. Yo, holler for collabs, I'm always pushing out talent. Big up Raze TV, guy push me with a cannon at Skitter Coventry. Go follow me if you haven't, don't ask me why I'm rapping. This is my flipping passion. If you saw dreams like me, you would go and grab them. Skitter got the pieces, so it's blowing like a nut. I got cold flows that brain freeze you, darn. I rock ill flows that travel around the globe. Can't race with SK, your league will get smoked. I just wrapped up a track, shell it tight in a bow. SK.
Some heat is going off today. Yes, yes. This is some exclusive shit. I shouldn't really fuck it, y'all. Ha. Little brother, don't let them disrespect you. Twist your vegetables, move it sensible. Stick to dip in the fed, you've got to check before you wreck true. It's cliche, cause see these days the way the feds move you, it's looking like a dead loop. See olders on your block, you want you shot in for them next shoes. Your crew's looking flaggy, summer, think about your next move. And think about the threat too. You've just come off tag for misdemeanors with Tina. I seen her briefly with the next dude. She said she'd love to come and check you. Also, how's that little next you? Your mate who robs the leads and all the ped too. That... Like, fuck it, I'm keeping that one. I ain't even spitting all of that shit. It's gotta stay for the track. The video coming soon. Shit.
Hey, Chronic, what you say, bro?
Yo.
Jeez. Yeah. 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 Freshness there, man.
Yo, it's real shit, Chronic.
Look. Words to make the perfect lyric. Fire burns, so I'm trying not to curse my spirit. Got a life, we need to learn to live it. I hope they heard my lyrics, because I heard the critics. They've always got something to say, but they don't know the story. Man, I'm trying to make a meal before the age of 40, so I can take care of my mom. I know she's praying for me. I'm doing this for my family, I hope that they support me. Yeah, so take a minute and listen. I'll paint a picture with my words so you can vision my vision. TS on the A game, killing and killing. We got them in America, swimming and women. I'm like,
yeah, swimming and women, yeah, boy. Sure. You know, you're right, doing a little backstroke on the TV. Hey, Mr. Fire, we say, Rob, it'll scrap on the beat.
Yeah, I bolt through like a raw slap in the cheek. Preach it all max to the beat. I keep it all strapped in a sheet on which I pull Raptor and heat and keep it torn, battered and beat. And when I spray my sentences, no, I actually speak. And now it's actually deep. Ain't talking out the crack in my cheek. I keeps it rolling, so just pop me the beat. I'm partially free, but all of me is dark and unique. I spit the jargon, I cause arse, and I'm a martyr for beats. I'm far from deceased. I'm eating like a harbor to sea. It's King Karma, sink out the no pit farmer. Every day a new adventure. I make my list large, crimson tight. In my size, but I'm just spitting bars and this and living large. This is living hard, fox slaving. When man are rock raving, I've written bars and acted statements to act the vagrant. The liquid acid rain on that rapid pace, spitting the accurate rap for days.
Rims, we say the way that dropped there, that was perfect, right? Rims, we say, bro.
Look. Look, she was like 5 foot something high, compressed body type. Despite my raw starch, she made me break my neck to look twice. Apparently, we ain't got nothing in common. It's like I'm human, you're human, that's something in common. I got lips, she got lips, man, that's something in common. I got this, she got that, yeah, combo kinda common. See ya blushing, skin touching, rushing, busting all kinds of nuts. Hey, but we ain't got nothing in common, so it's long. But let me ask you something, why the games? Long it out, cause you don't wanna seem easy to your mates. Check it out, it's me and you excluding your friends. No need to front, no need to pretend, it's just us. These social sites got you messed up. Your friends there, man, they got you messed up. They got you thinking if we get to banging, everybody's gonna know and point their finger and call you a slag. Yeah.
Roy Rips is putting it out there, boy, just in case you ladies get it twisted. Hey, MCs, make sure you hit us up, man. If you wanna get some music on here, just send us some videos or send us some tunes to hip hop at FUBAR Radio with open mic in the subject matter. All you beat makers out there and producers, if you want to get a beat on just like ill scrapped in, make sure you send 1 minute snippets, just like 4 or 5 1 minute snippets of your beats with a beat for open mic or open mic beat in the subject, and you can get on here just like these mother lovers. Yo, Scatter.
I'll be rocking at ill flows, getting them bill notes. I'm flipping it, I'm twisting it real lows. They hating my skin tone, they hating my ringtone. My flow is not simple, not one bit, because he's a washed up has been. No hoods or hats in. I'm a leader, I'm a captain, I'm not in it
for the trap shit. You're attracting all the rats here. The cheese is in the rap, yeah. Plus my team is full of bad breaths. Pussy full of bad breaths. Don't think you're getting pussy cause the cat's dead. Your heart was shot, you were that scared. You smart the potent blowing through the atmosphere. I ain't leaving rap here, I ain't leaving scat there. I'ma take it, never leave it. I made it, so I'ma keep it. Support me, I'm believing as disbelief is increasing. So high I'm on the ceiling, my flow would fuck with your breathing. I'm giving the game what's needed, there's no reason I'm ready this season. Cause I'll be rocking them ill flows, them ill flows. I'll be rocking them ill flows, them ill flows. I'll be rocking them ill flows, them ill flows. I'll be rocking them, I'll be rocking them, yo.
Dust in your dream world, I mean well. I'm from the Dean's Well, where the sluts and the thieves dwell. Street cells, but I'm just speaking my peace tell. Stories of my life entwined with what I've seen, hell. It ain't a place, it's a space in your mind state. Each tale from there's like a stake in the crime rate. We fell from grace, back when we were primates. Going back to being nice takes a lot more than blind hate. Breach bail and get locked up in the money cage. Seek help, they'll get you popping pills to numb your brain. I'd leave trails to keep me checking where I've been and where I'm going. And everyone's a sinner, get to know them. And everyone's a little bit twisted when set in motion. I'm sick of the second guessing, the stressing and second notions. First reaction, aggression will further worsen the potent mind. Tried to cope with no indie, oversize my attention. Polarize my professions, no Hindi myra, but might be kidding. Rhyme is in session, so quick to die for a sentence. And now I'm out here on my seventh life. Reincarnated 27 times, never left the fly like.
Yeah, can't take this as a joke. You only get one life, you're controlling how the fuck it goes. Don't look back on bad mistakes you made, look forward with some hope. You can't undo the damage from the choices you have chose. Drowning in our sorrows, I hope that one day we could float. Get away from all this bullshit, find a place that we can go. Feeling trapped, feeling like there ain't no space for us to grow. All the disappointments got me mad and crazy, yeah I know. Still I gotta keep on track, can't be straying from my goals. Cause I don't want my daughter hear me saying that I'm broke. Daddy's working on a dream, and yeah I'm praying that I blow. I wrote this just so I can let you know I'm never letting go.
Never letting go, yeah.
Feeling commentary, Mr. Fire.
Spark it up, bruh.
Yo, show me the mic and I blaze it. The heart break it from dark places. Who kill fakes who can't take it? My mind's like a couple R1s racing. An Aston Martin with helicopters and cars chasing. I can't stop once I start blazing. Give 110 to anything I partake in. Make your speaker stack start shaking. Increase your bar takings. Wall up a man I start gazing. I bring shock like Lord Raiden. Some are chatting road, but they're too shook to walk pavements. It's Monsters Incorporated, animations who bite hard. I'm bark basic, yo hard faces. For very many far places, get harsh statements. I'm rendered, I start naked. I come from the dark ages. I hope I'm gonna die like the way that Scarface did.
Yo, day to day with my day ones ain't nothing changed. Today enemies try put me down, nothing changed. Enemies try change and make change. Some stay broke, we stay up, see. Some things will never change. Me, I'm on the move. I'm on the grind, grinding down all these rails. Provide no detail, just know I get mine. It's like 50 in the safe, me I get mine. If it ain't safe in the place, I still get mine. If the five, oh yeah, I still get mine. Regardless of the circumstance, I grind. Me, I do this regular basis. I get about, everywhere's regular. Yo, bad boys there, they some regular faces. Been in some situations, yo.
I'm opening the gates to mighty heaven. Soon to blow, you can call me Mr. 9/11. I'm finding the message feels like no rappers on my level. Never wanted this to happen, and for that I'm never settled. I'm pissed off, steaming like a kettle. We can go to war, I'll have to take your shiny medals. I'm stinging you with nettles. It's a gamble, I ain't betting. Heating's on, I ain't sweating. We're going in, effing getting. We're flowing high, relentless. Not knowing any intention. See, life is full of adventures. Stop climbing over them fences. Last year my childhood ended. About time I unfriended all them snakes that befriended. It's so real, I ain't pretending. I'll put them to bed with a sentence. My name will be scattered until they end him. Don't try and get your vengeance. I'll turn up at your venue. Unexpected, I'll be switching up the death wish. Confused by the mess that you got left with.
Jeez.
Super Radio.
Yeah.
How much time we got left?
Yeah, we got time for about like two more short verses.
Two more short verses. Yeah.
Dutch mom. Kill
it. Hoo ha. Yeah. I'm chilling here with my Stiggy up at the food bar. And several love straight across the desk. It's like in UK, no one freestyles, enough is blessed. Yes. Still comes off top.
I need another drink at the spot, cause when I've got a lot in my system, the freestyles come out like as if it was I just written it down. But it wasn't, I'm still buzzing off that New York trip. Shout to all my cousins and my brothers out from Bronx to Big X to BK. We play the late night shows and we blaze till our eyes roll back in skulls. It's that Mr. Faggot on the flog and nah, ha, ha. I wanted to get some pieces.
Yeah, me and my team, we never scrap the remix. When you look at SK, no, you weren't beneath him. Yeah, I got the blueprints locked from every season. Now I'm the quiet storm, I'll be surprising all. The world will have to end if I decide to repeat this storm. It was the ending of the summer, the start of the fall. I got this big coat to keep me wrapped up nice and warm. I hit the lab with the team, so the level's rising up. It's a race against time, yeah, we work around the clock. Here's another track called that scab piece. Get aired to the max. If you see me on the street, don't speak if you ain't gonna say what you mean. Another flip side special, big up breaks for the beat, yo. Me and my team, we out here getting lean. Yeah, I'm running out of time, there ain't enough hours in a week, like.
Thank you.
Let's go.
Killed it. That was Scatter, Chronic, Rims, Dutch Mob in the place. That's Reservoir and Mr. Fire. Guys, jeez, thank you so much for coming through to the show. What are the links that you want to share
that
with
people?
That
was Ill Scrap on the beat as well, man. Shout out to Ill Scrap. The way he arranged that, I think, was sick. Because some of you, that sounded like you knew what was coming next.
That was fire. Yo, man, I just want to plug you in my album, man. That's out now on iTunes, Spotify, all digital retailers.
What's it called?
Scattered Pieces. SKATA with a D. Pieces. Yeah, man. Like,
I'm liking you lot's energy, man. Really enjoyed that. Really enjoyed that, man.
And Chronic, thank you for coming through as well.
I just want to say, my website's just launched, chronic.com, KRXNIC.com. You know, you're going to find everything on there that's about me. So, yeah, check it out.
Wicked. And Rims, how can we get hold of you?
Oh, man. Get me on the Twitter.com/RimsArtist. Same for the Facebook. And yeah, SoundCloud, all of that's all the same. Rims Artist, man.
R-I-M-Z, yeah.
A-R-T-I-S-T.
Dutch Mob, what are the links?
At Dutch Mob Official on Facebook. You can hit up links at Bandcamp from that. Just go Dutch Mob Official, though.
Lovely.
Get me on Instagram as well. Rez_Wanna. That's my Twitter, too. Google that shit. Yo.
Thank you so much, all of you, for coming through to the show. Thank you, Ill Scrap, Chronic, Scatter, Rims, Rez1, Mr. Fire, Elder Sensei, your artifacts. If you missed the beginning of the show, definitely rewind and listen back again. FoodBarRadio.com/hip-hop. All our past shows are up there, and you can get in touch with us at hiphop@foodbarradio.com as well. And make sure you join us next week. It's all about Mondays.
You get the second half of the Artifacts interview, right?
With the tame one.
He's a bit wild, tame. That's right.
And up next you have Badger Friendship. But thank you so much for tuning into the show.
Special shout out to everybody who's been feeling the winter guilt over the last week.
I'm suffering, mice.
You go to bed with your socks on, like we all. You know what I mean? Everyone can feel what I'm saying there, because you don't know. You don't want to wake up with a cold, so you sleep with your socks on. And shout out to everybody who still wears both the top and bottom part of their pajamas. Because, you know, winter is coming soon, and it's all
reality.
About... Yeah, it's all about reality
real.
Right there.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening, mother lovers.
Unity. Brother, sister, there's got to be you. Missing in our lives, can't you see? We need love, a little word of confidence every now and then, a little honesty and trust among us. A little love and harmony, and there'll surely be some unity. Unity. Thank you.
This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details.